Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q. Is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it
in your back, feel it in your spine,
feel it
in your back,
feel it
in your back, feel it in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your pussy.
Mike Q.
No, really. Roll it up. The girls cannot see this.
Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition.
You're now listening to the sounds of DJ Mike Q.
Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the part. 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 Roll up the partition, please.
I don't want the girls to see this.
Oh, you know who it is, darling. Miss J. Exclusive.
Ow.
Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition for me. I don't want mama to see. See what I do when my time is free. Borrow my sister's clothes and I put on pumps. Roll up the partition cause I feel like con. Prop Miss J and come in to serve. Take a look in the mirror and I'm like, oop, work. Study Sanaya cause I want to learn. How to sell it to the seller to the max like her. Nice. Put up the boxes into me purr. Tuna on a platter's what I want to serve. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on! You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on! Ow! Roll up the partition now! Roll up the partition, please! Roll it up for me! Lord, Lord knows I don't need the girls to see my transformation. Gotta have patience, bitches. Take your time. Take a hiatus, virgin moan. Whatever you gotta do, but do it right. Skin and body like brrr cunt. Nose and cheeks like brrr cunt. Soft and feminine brrr cunt. Till everything about you is brrr cunt cunt. Skin and body like brrr. Nose and cheeks like brrr. Soft and feminine brrr cunt. Till everything about you is brrr cunt cunt. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Come on. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. Roll up the partition fast. Roll up the partition, please. I don't want my boyfriend to see. See what I do, how I get cut to the CC. If he finds out, what would he think of me? See, I was fucking him while he should have been fucking me. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. Roll it up, please, don't let them see. Roll it up, roll it up, roll it up, please. I don't want that girl to talk about me. Roll it up or roll up the partition now. Roll it up so I can let it out. Roll it up and roll up the partition, please. Cause I'm about to let this pussy break free. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? Buffo? Come on. You wanna buffo? You wanna buffo? Come on. Driver, roll up the partition. 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 Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition, please. Driver, roll up the partition.
Go.
I'm the
me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, tada, please don't touch me. Uzai, tada, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, tada, please don't touch me. Uzai, tada, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, tada, please don't touch me. Uzai, tada, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. I'ma hate you, bitch. Bitch, I'ma hate you. I'ma hate you, bitch. Kimori, tada, please don't touch me. Uzai, tada, please don't push me. Don't touch me. If you push me, I'ma hate you, bitch.
Thank you. Oh. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend, in Washington, D.C., the House of Khan presents The Purge, 43K, Forever Khan. Your grand prizes include streetwear for $1,500, best dress for $1,000, mystery tag team performance, a Vogue Feminist Twister for $1,000. Open to all Shady Tag Team Runway for $1,000 plus a $20 pop. Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy versus Thug for $999. Mini grands include Femme Queen Pretty Girl versus Banji Cunt versus Up and Drag Rionis for $500. Rionis as a House for $500. Legendary and Iconic Performance for $500. Butch Queen Body for $500. Seven Queen Face for $500. Legendary Iconic Performance for $500. And a host of other cash categories that evening. Again, that's the House of Khan presenting The Purge. Saturday, May 24th, Memorial Day weekend in Washington, D.C. The location, Upscale Ballroom. Admission, $30. Your commentators will be the Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi. Memphis and Athena Khan, and RJ Balenciaga, your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, May 24th, The Purge. The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m. and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/Tenzer Chops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, 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 send.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jasmine Couture, your host, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I hope everybody can hear me clearly. Hello, little group, all you little girls in there. Someone say hi really quickly so I know you guys can hear me clearly. Hello, Blog Talk chat room. How's everyone doing? Welcome to the State of Emergency Show, where tonight we will be talking about punk-ass bitches. Yeah, it's going to be one of those shows tonight. It really is. Before I go any further, don't forget to download and subscribe to Audible Books to get your free audiobook and 30-day trial. Visit audibletrial.com/tensorchops and you can download a audiobook and you can learn to maybe really read, or somebody can read it for you. That's what they do. They'll read it for you. So why don't you subscribe? You really may learn something out there. They also have a lot of books on psychology for all you girls that literally are going crazy. And it may help you. It may help you. So don't forget, audibletrial.com/tensorchops. Okay, before we go any further, let me throw a disclaimer out there really quickly. And I'm not going to bite my tongue on tonight's show All I'm going to do is give you guys a lot of caution, in all honesty. First and foremost, I want to send this message out to Marcus Escada. And I'm just addressing you right now to nip it in the bud. Tonight's show was not about you. So please, I hope you didn't take offense to tonight's show being about you personally. It had nothing really to do with you. It had to do with what our conversation was about last night, but it really wasn't to you. I do respect you as an individual. You've never done anything wrong to me. So for you to think that I'm personally attacking you, I'm not at all. I told you what I was going to do tonight and address the issue that we discussed last night about the people. So for you to take it that it was about you personally, it wasn't about you. Now, if anyone else brings you up, then, you know, that's something that we will deal with when it gets to that point. But again, I'm not attacking you. I'm not a punk-ass bitch to have to get on the radio to attack you at all. I'm not that way. So please don't think that. Now, I am going to read about certain situations, but your name never really came up as far as you personally saying anything about me. So my respect level for you, Marcus Escada, is just that. You never did nothing to me. So I wouldn't say nothing negative about you on that end. No matter what you felt took place today or what anyone told you, again, you never personally said anything to me about me personally that I got back as of yet. So again, I'm just addressing that. Now, your other little friend, the one that's a part of those three-way conversations, I'm going to address her ugly ass shortly. Because my name was told that my name came out of her mouth. So I'll address that one shortly. But you, Marcus, I respect your game. I respect how you've been there for my sister, Kelly. I respect you as a motherfucking promoter. I respect your business moves. I respect how we've worked together in the past or whatever. So it's not a personal attack on you. So everybody can dead that right now. This is not about Marcus at all. It may be conversations that he may have been a part of, but he didn't say nothing that was brought back to my attention as of yet. So I'm not going to read Marcus. And as far as saying I'm the devil, we've been saying that. They've been saying that for so long about me. I think it's kind of dead. So, I mean, I guess I'm the devil, I'm the demon, I use people, I control people, I do all these things. If that's how people want to look at me, it's okay. I'm not going to get mad about that. I'm not getting mad about that no more. I don't even care if that's how you feel and you think, Mark, and, you know, everyone in the past that has sent anything to you, and I'm sure people have inboxed you saying, I told you, I told you, I told you about Jasmine, I told you. These are people like you. They don't know you. They ain't never been to your house. They don't know anything about you. These same people don't know shit about me, Marcus. That's one of the things we had in common is our business moves. So, again, this ain't about you. It may be about what was said, and they used your name, but like I said personally, you can't really blame the person if you didn't hear it come out of his mouth. Now you get that third party that was saying it, your girlfriend, you know, the one who thinks he's a bodybuilder, the ugly one who likes to get power slayed by midgets and things of that sort. So that's the one that we need to address tonight. That's who we need to talk about. But it's not you, sweetie Marcus. It's not you. I respect you because of my sister. If my sister accepts you and everything for who you are and the things you have done and helped and assisted with and teamed with and everything, I don't knock you for that. Because that's how I love Kelly. And anybody that's on her side, you know, I don't have to like you or get along with you or whatever, but I'm not going to discredit you. I'm not going to knock you. I am going to address what we talked about last night on the phone for 3 hours. I will talk about that. No, not a bodybuilder midget, a bodybuilder who likes to get fucked by midgets. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so that's that. Yeah, I be trying to put a girl in her grave. And screenshots and all that stuff, please. I mean, anything that I have to say about anybody, I will say to them. It doesn't have to be a screenshot or to out me. I'm not the type of girl who sits on three ways and stuff. That was so high school. I don't do three-way conversations and hear and be quiet, mute your phone, listen to this. I don't do those things. That's horrible. And whoever's doing that, y'all need to stop that, really, especially y'all grown-ass motherfuckers who like 30, 40, and 50 years old. Y'all need to stop that shit. That needs to stop. That needs to, the three-way conversations, trying to out somebody and be in everybody's business is really fucking harsh. That's some bullshit. Like, that, in all honesty, I'm going to personally say this to you. Y'all need to stop that. What is that proven? That's a punk-ass bitch move. That's a fake-ass bitch. How do y'all sit on motherfucking phones and talk about every fucking body that has nothing to do with you? How do people fucking do that? And I just don't fucking get it. That you have no life whatsoever. If that's all you do is get on phones and gossip and tea and get tea about everybody else's life when your life is miserable. I don't understand that, but it's not my job to understand, because when this is all said and done, I go to my real life. All you girls sit here and say that these motherfuckers, well, I have a real family, and I have this, and I have that, and I have this, and I have that. But if you are on the fucking phone talking shit about every fucking body and everybody's business, throwing everybody else underneath the bus and whatever, that don't make no motherfucking sense. And you are grown-ass motherfucking legend, so-called legend, child, please. And wonder why you get motherfucking slapped in motherfucking judge on judges panels and bullshit like that. Child, please, fuck all that bullshit. That's just a whole bunch of bitch ass moves. A whole bunch of punk ass bitch moves. But y'all got the nerve to sit here and say that Tuesday nights are full of a whole bunch of bricks. Tuesday nights are full of people who are nothing. And that's what I wanted to talk about tonight. I talked to a lot of people today because, Marcus, you really had me going. You really had me thinking about, like, really what your great debate on, you know, Tuesday nights. You felt that people that were not affiliated as far as ballroom goes, that they shouldn't have anything to say when it comes to ballroom. So if, for all you people out there, I know y'all, I'm probably going in a circle, y'all want to know what the fuck I'm talking about. This is what happened. Let me explain it to you. There was a discussion last night that took place that said that Tuesday night, Trash Talk Tuesdays needs to go, and it don't need to be around. If you don't go to balls, you should not have an opinion about a ball. And I respect his opinion when he said that. You know, that was his concern. I respect it. Like I said, I do respect him. But I debated the situation. I debated it because, like, I had a conversation earlier with an icon who's been around for many, many years, and they said to me, Jasmine, ballroom has changed. And I agree. I brought it up last night. Ballroom has changed. It's not just about the participants and the spectators. We have fans now. Ballroom is viral. And because ballroom is viral, you have people that actually sit at home and they have enjoyed the luxury of ballroom. They have enjoyed the art of ballroom. I have listeners now that listen to the show. that watch the YouTube clips, and that is how they feel connected to the ballroom scene. They may have never been able to go to a ball. They may have never been able to travel to a ball for whatever reason. A lot of the reasons are because a lot of the balls are negative sometimes, you know, but they just are not able to go. So does that mean that you listeners out there, because you really do not attend balls on a weekly basis, monthly basis, or yearly basis, you do not have the right to say anything when it comes to a ball? That's what the debate was, and I debated it. I didn't agree with that. I believe that everyone has an opinion. If you read something in a news article, something you watch on the news, something you read in the tabloids, you can voice your opinion on it. That's my opinion on it, but he didn't agree with it. Marcus did not, you know, he didn't see it. And you know, this is not the first time he didn't see it, and I respectfully listened to what he said. I debated it, but I respectfully listened to it and took it into consideration. So that's what tonight's topic is, because as I was talking to people earlier, a lot of people said, you know, not Tuesday, but a lot of people said that these girls, you know, fake profiles, people who are hidden and stuff, they're just a lot of punk asses, punk ass bitches who don't want to really step up to the light. Does it mean that they don't have a voice or that they shouldn't be heard? No, they still should be heard. But, you know, for you girls who really don't step up to the plate, I mean, what are you? And that's where the great debate comes from. So we have two little things going on here. All the little bullshit that's happening with these so-and-so three-way conversations and throwing people under the bus and out-and-out your best friends and your girlfriends and, you know, quietly calling people up, telling them to listen and have them listen to you rant and rave about other people and things of that sort. Hey, I didn't get the phone call. I wasn't listening, so I only could go based on what I was told. But I'm sure Prince Jason Bridge is going to get on here since he was attacked. He feels that he was attacked, and his cast was attacked, and his night was attacked. I'm sure he'll get on here, and he will elaborate on that situation. But, again, this is not a personal attack on Marcus Escada. It's really not. So I know you're listening. I do know you're listening. Don't act like you're not listening. You know good and goddamn well you listening to this fucking show. Y'all girls also, that's fake. Don't act like you ain't listening. Y'all girls sit here and act like y'all don't be listening, but y'all are listening. Y'all know y'all listening. Child, come on. Stop. Come from behind. You can't read these girls and say that they can't step into the light when y'all don't want to step into the light either. Truthful about the things y'all say and the way that y'all feel. Monday night created Tuesday night. That's what I said, because Monday night was so political for respectful reasons, because y'all motherfuckers out there can't take a fucking criticism without y'all wanting to personally attack everybody and take it out on their houses, take it out on the judges panel, take it out on them, or take it out on a chop, take it out with this and that. So what did you think Monday people were going to do? Every time they gave an opinion about a ball, y'all took it so personal. So Tuesday was created. And what happened with Tuesday? Those girls were just non-filtered. They're not house-affiliated. They're not well-known. But they still had a right to speak about what the fuck they wanted to speak about. Y'all can't knock them for that. Y'all so motherfucking... I don't get y'all. Y'all are so... Y'all take so much shit personal. Jesus Christ. Don't make no sense. So personal. It's just too damn personal. That's what I should have called it tonight. Too damn personal. A bitch can't say nothing without y'all taking it so personal. A mess. A mess. Jesus Christ. All right, let me get to some of these people, honey, because I see so many people that are here. All right, what I want y'all to do as cast members, I know that y'all are probably going to take a lot of shit personal and take it to heart and stuff, but what I want y'all to do is don't violate. That's what I don't want you to do. Don't violate, because I haven't been violated, and nobody was publicly violated, so don't use this platform to publicly violate anyone else. So I don't want you guys to do that, in all honesty. But I do want to hear you guys' opinion. And all you callers that are out there, all you people that are out there, I want you guys to tune into tonight's episode, and I want you guys to really listen to what we're talking about. I want to get your opinion on if you guys feel that a person who really does not attend balls on a frequent basis, or maybe just go to one ball a year or one ball every couple of years or so, do they have a right to voice their opinion when it comes to a ball? If they watch, and I'll give you a couple of examples, if they watch a video of, let's say, a nasty performance between Sanaya and Ashley, do they have a right to voice their opinion on that performance? If they see an aftermath and they hear a ball got shut down early and somebody ran with the money, do they have a right to voice their opinion on that? If they see someone win category for phase, okay, what is this one? You can call in. What is it? Pitching? Oh, so I knew you were listening. So you're there. Press 1. I knew you were listening, so go ahead and press 1. You can get on the line, because what I did was I made sure that tonight was going to be an unlimited line episode, so we didn't have no problems with anybody getting on the line. So there we go. And before you try to get on the line, I'm going to tell you really quickly, like you say, keep it motherfucking gorgeous. Definitely. Guaranteed that. But anyway, my opinion based on that is, you know, do you guys feel that you guys can voice, that you be, should be able to voice your opinion when it comes to this? So here we go with that, okay? Remember what tonight's topic is going to be about. And then we'll also probably harbor on the three-way conversations and everybody being thrown underneath the bus and stuff, definitely. Because there's a lot of stuff that was said about Kelly, a lot of stuff that was said about Rodney, a lot of stuff that was said about everybody, a lot of people. And, you know, I'm sure that a lot of them want to address it. I mean, I already got so many inboxes that they want to attack, they want to hurt, they want to fuck up and stuff like that. And I said, it's not that serious. And I see all you people listening, all this stuff about Amaya. You know, it's just a lot of stuff. Jesus. Alexis, you're on the air.
Baby, this is not Alexis.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hi, Joelle. How are you?
Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm fine. How's it going?
Everything's okay. I'm just sitting back, you know, sipping on this Pinot Grigio, you know? Okay.
Pinot Grigio?
That's right. It's wine.
I don't know about that, Joe, but anyway. Melissa, you're on the air. Melissa?
I'm so sorry, Mother. I was serving food. Hey, Joelle. Hi, Mother. What's going on? How you feeling?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just don't understand. I just don't understand why everybody tries to blame my mother for everything for this show, honey. I just don't get it.
I don't either.
It's because I guess they can't get to the other girls, so they just try to find somebody to
blame. They're trying to put the target on somebody.
Yeah, you know. But let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. I'm here. Ready. Listen.
Jasmine, are you going to bring on the whole cast before you access for the opinion about the whatever?
Yeah, I'm going to bring everybody on. But before I bring everybody on, Marcus, you're on the air.
Well, who's the whole cast? Do they have intros?
That's not the point. Hi, Marcus. How are you?
It is the point. We're playing a fire, so I think we should just put it all on the table.
So what is what needs to be on the table?
Well, I don't know. I got inbox. I just want to make sure I got it right, because I wasn't going to entertain this. I was just going to let last Monday be my last appearance per se. But I don't know what was said. I don't know something about Marcus, since we're fake. Brooklyn Mona, what do you mean, since we're so fake? I have no problem. Let me address this. I don't have a problem with any of the characters in the room. But for this to be a show, I don't like anonymous people who are featured on the show besides someone who's playing an avatar. It was a difference when Laura calls in and when Ms. Rhonda Jenkins called in. They had a specific purpose on the show, and they filled that role. They weren't biased. They presented it, and it was what it was. What I don't see, and I'll say this, is Trash Talk Tuesday discussing ballroom people when they don't go to balls. They come up with the biggest conspiracy stories about balls, and it doesn't make sense. If y'all want to discuss politics, scandal, whatever, y'all want to talk about gay life, getting fucked, all of that is fine. It's not girl. That's just my opinion. So y'all can sit here because let me finish what I have to say.
Joelle, you're muted. Joelle, you're muted. I told you guys to not do this. I said earlier that is his opinion. Let him give his opinion.
And you guys don't have any consequences. You guys think that the Monday night show is so draining. But I'm going to be honest with you. I feel as though this whole show was created to create controversy. Everything, a lot of things are manipulated to be done to create ratings and create views. And when things don't pop off, rumors and scandals are created that aren't necessarily true. And that's a problem. We shouldn't, you know, I know we love fantasy TV and, you know, reality TV, but that's not really what, I mean, this show was about. You guys are saying your show isn't a ballroom-related show. It's on a ballroom radio. So there would be no straight people on Logo talking about how they just don't see these things. And if you're, and I understand that some people are real spectators. RJ, you know, Joelle, you say you've been to a ball. I can respect that. But to these people who just have a far left opinion, who've never really gone to a real ball, they've only maybe seen it on YouTube, I don't think you should be able to talk trash per se about those people when we don't know anything about you at all. Like, what would be the point? You know, everybody, including Jasmine, told me to come on the line and read you last night. I would sound like a fool when, Joelle, you have obviously studied me and went back and did research on me, and I know nothing about you to come back and try to read with you. What would be the point of that? That makes no sense. So, again, all of that was used to create ratings, controversy. Ratings equals money. And then what do I get out of it? I'm demonized. I don't have a problem with that, but I'm not going to get used and to be demonized for something that I really don't, you know, it's not benefiting me at all. I enjoy listening to the radio because I enjoy listening to the radio. But I enjoy watching Real Housewives of Atlanta, but that don't mean that I'm going to fight for nobody for no Real Housewives of Atlanta. This has all become too much. I'm done for now.
So you guys have it there. You hear what he says about how it's all going. Marcus, you're basically again saying that these people on Tuesday do not have a right to voice their opinion, correct?
No, not voice their opinion, because their opinion is that. I don't think they should be able to talk trash about something they don't know. And it's not about them not walking, Tito. It's not about them not walking balls. They can be spectators. To me, a spectator is a bitch that goes to the ball and pays to get in. That's a spectator. You watching
it
from
YouTube. What about fans?
Fans who go to balls?
You don't have to go to a ball. That's what our debate was about 3 hours. You don't have to go to a ball to like it make an opinion about it. Everybody's
but you've never been, so
today.
How can you form an opinion on something you haven't had an opinion on?
You don't know
on?
If they've never been. No, 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 no.
Marcus.
I don't have a problem with people who actually go to balls. RJ has been to a ball. He will say, I don't want to use my real pictures, but I do go to balls. Whether you go to one, there are some people who are on this show who have never been to a ball, who do not understand the process of balls, but yet they're giving their opinion on the ball. Bitch, that's ignorant. You're speaking of something you know nothing of.
But
now,
Marcus,
yes, you
like
have the right to
today,
say what you want,
because
this is America. I'm talking about
the
radical, extreme opinions.
But the same thing took place earlier today when I talked to different individuals. One of their things was, how can Marcus question or say anything about anybody when Marcus has never walked a ball in his life?
And that's a lie. That's a lie, whether I walked a ball or not. I have walked a ball, and I participate in the ballroom scene, and I come to balls. Whether I choose to actively walk balls is different. But the difference is, when I go to a ball, I'm well-versed enough, and other people are too. I don't have a problem with what they're saying. I'm having a problem with maybe what it's called. How is this a whatever kind of show? Is this an entertainment show or whatever it is? And you're sitting here and you're reading people. You're just
Marcus,
and I mean, I don't have a problem with
been,
that, but we
but
have no.
Well, reading,
at this point, I'm just not gonna put
been,
energy into it. But again, if that's what y'all want to do to create ratings. Okay, y'all just going to – people are going to eventually stop listening because, again, Jasmine's point is there are a lot of people that listen to the show on Tuesday nights. I don't argue against that. That may be entertaining for people. Yet, I just don't see why if the whole radio was created for ballroom, why are they attacking the said people? Or not even attacking, but they're – do y'all realize some of the stuff y'all said? People take their money and they at the ball and they did it to do Tina. I go to balls. I don't see people doing Tina in the bathroom and all this. Some of the craziest stories that come out, you know, somebody was fucking under the stage on this and that and they was fucking in the bathroom. It may happen, but it's more
okay, of so but Marcus, let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. The Monday Night Cast basically created Tuesday, like I said, because you guys on Monday, this is even when you weren't a cast member, but you guys would send over the tea to other people to spill, and bottom line is because you guys didn't want to do it for political reasons, house-affiliated reasons, and things of that sort. You guys did it. How does Tuesday know if they don't know
it's
what's happening at all? How do
it's
they know?
It's a difference between saying someone didn't pay out their grand prize money versus, oh, this person is an escort and they're a whore and you're judging them, when we don't know what y'all do for a living. At the end of the day, when we say things, we do things publicly, we open ourselves up to criticism. So when we come on the radio and say what we say, we have to realize we're going to get backlash. When all these fake, I'm not going to say fake profiles because some of these people do exist, when all of these people who are not visible, who are not, they don't have to suffer any backlash. They cannot log into Facebook and not have to suffer the consequences that come with it. Because some of the things they say on this radio are just plain untruths. And Jasmine, there's a difference between us pumping tea about something that really happened versus speculation, and you're just conjuring up a whole entire fantasy.
But the shade is, you don't even know who these people are. So you don't know where they're getting you don't know who these people are. You don't know where they're getting the tea from. They could be the source itself, honey. Like, you don't know where they're getting the tea from, so you can't say what they're speaking is untrue. I think that they speak the truth sometimes, and most of the time they speak the truth. Like, they say what other people want to say. Like, people ain't going to sit there and say this person did that and this person did that and then go to a ball and get beat for it, get their finger chopped off, or whatever the case may be. You already know how it
so
gets,
that's
what
why
it gives.
You just
world.
Can't say anything, especially reckless, and think that you're going to get away with it. I mean, and what it is the show has become, you guys have tainted people's names that really may have not done some of the things they do. Why do y'all have opinion on Alvernian or Marco when y'all have never been to an Alvernian or Marco ball? Now, that might be opinions of what people have of them, but if you have not been, and these some people will admit, I have not been to a ball, those callers can call in and say whatever they want to say because maybe that's more entertaining. But the host of the show or the people that are featured, the special guests, you should have a little more decorum than that. Because at the end of the day, that's actually, you know, you're kind of, the things that you're saying are slandering. Okay, you can read a bitch. Okay, that makes sense. But some of the things they're saying about people are just plain untrue. And you have to realize, I get on Kelly, Rodney, and myself.
Can you give an example of what they said that was so different? I mean, what was so tainted?
Let me think back to a show that they had. Okay, I'll give you another. Okay, Shamika, who has never been to a ball. Publicly admitted that, right? Okay, she read Ashley down about something and Ashley stealing money from a ball, which you weren't there. You don't know. You're hearing it through the grapevine. And she stole the money to buy her more red boots and wigs. And, bitch, that's just carrying. At the end of the day, whatever things happen, whatever happened, it happened. And if you want to present the story, present it. But don't run away with, like, this whole just conjuring. Because at that point, that's the part that carries. That carries. That's just a basic example. And they know when they've taken the story and exaggerated the truth.
And that's what I said to you last night is I do agree with that. I do agree with what you said. I do agree with those when a person goes a little too far on an individual. I do agree with that. And that's why I said maybe we do need to look at this. That's why I got the opinions from different people. I do think, in all honesty, and I respect Marcus when he says these things. I do. You know, no matter what the shade is, I still value his opinion when it comes to this. But I do think, and personally, that, you know, especially when a person can't defend themselves, in all honesty, I don't think that you really should go that far. Like, again, we go back to the classic way of things. A read. When you read, it's not just a person reading. It's about people reading each other back and forth. If you read me and I can't read you back, then that's just like blatant attacks. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about you. So I do understand where he's coming from with that part. I do. But my thing is, because Marcus, you know, it's a little deeper. You did say a lot more last night about, you know, these bricks and people that shouldn't have nothing to say, and that goes for everybody and da-da-da-da-da. I don't agree with that, though. I don't agree
talking about the cast. Let me be clear. I said six bricks or how many other people call in. And again, it all depends because, some people, and I said this only about ballroom, if there's going to be a general homosexual or LGBT topic, that's fine. They're experienced enough. They know about gay life. They know about painting. That's fine. But for them to step in a book and say, you know, I'm giving you an example. So it was this girl who said something on the aftermath after the people's aftermath and said, "Oh, it's just so easy just to take another day. They could have just took some more money and took it to the lady and said we want to stay longer." Yeah. I just think that right there shows her ignorance. You just can't. It doesn't work like that all the time. Sometimes it does, but sometimes money does not motivate everybody. So when we say these things and when people are just not that experienced, it's so easy to say it when you have not experienced it. For people who've never thrown a ball, it's so simple to say, oh, a ball is so easy to throw until you do it. It's so easy to go and go up there and say, oh, you know, I'm going to do a production. But until you've done a production, you don't realize how hard it is. I empathize with people who say, well, Marcus, I don't respect you judging because I don't feel as though you have given enough time on the floor to understand how it feels as a competitor. Because I wasn't one of those people that walked the ball every time. But I have walked the ball, and I understand getting chopped. I understand getting tense. I understand getting processed when you felt as though you should have won. I certainly understand all those feelings of empathy. These people don't have those feelings. They go on and attack. You have to realize some people do not have the same type of, what's the word, level-headedness and just stubbornness as my
myself. Some of the things y'all really say to people actually hurt their feelings, and you don't know what these people are doing to themselves. And if the show's supposed to be so
positive, stop. Tuesday, we already know Tuesday is not positive, so this, that we already know where that is from. But what is the difference between what they're saying out, because they are real people, no matter if they're if they're experienced or not, but what is the difference between what is being said by them and what is being said on those three-way conversations that you girls are having?
Well, I would like to know about these three-way conversations. I would love for Enrique to call in because I just heard about these. But, you know, if these three-way alleged conversations, because, again, I don't have – Enrique didn't call me back. I have not spoken to Jason. I have not heard the allegations. I got it third hand to a third party. So, again, I don't know what was said. But the difference is – How do I say it? We're not sitting there ridiculing people in front of people we don't know. Like, it's a difference if I'm sitting here and I'm reading Michi and Jasmine, even if I was reading you, because in a way you've seen me, we're on the phone, but on a private call. But when you have hundreds of people listening who don't really know you and they're being influenced by other people to look at you different ways, I don't like when people say, you know, they meet me and they say, Marcus, you're not like the person that they make you out to be on the radio. Of course I'm not. That's not me. But I understand I'm portrayed that way. And, Jasmine, I feel as though you're part of that. I feel as though you have a lot to do with that. I think you have a lot to do with the influence of things coming out because it's beneficial to you. The better ratings, the more money you make. It happens. I understand,
Marcus,
that.
Let's speak. Marcus, you spend too much time in other people's pockets, number one.
I'm not in other people's pockets. At the end of the day, I don't want anybody to demonize me, and I make a fool of myself for them to benefit.
Demonizing you? How is that demonizing you?
What do you mean?
You?
Jasmine, do you realize some of the hate emails I get for bitches that have never met me? Can I send you some of the things that people have sent me and said, oh, you're vicious, blah, 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 because I don't want to pay for somebody to come to a ball and they want to watch the ball or thing. So at this point, you don't know what we go through. Just because I don't complain about it, I understand it comes with being in a spotlight per se. But you don't understand what people go through because just like you're getting the great emails, you get hate mail too. You get the people, oh, if you don't stop saying this, I'm going to contact legal, blah, blah, blah. You get all of those, but you don't get the other things that we get. Everything we get is not peachy clean. We do it because it's an enjoyment factor.
Okay, but again, how am I benefiting from it? I don't benefit from it. You don't know how
to
work.
Yes, you don't make money from the show.
What, from commercials?
I don't understand.
Stay out of my pocket. That's the most important thing.
I'm not worried about your
pocket.
But at the end of the day, the show being successful is a direct benefit to you. If the show has a million viewers or downloads anything.
This show is beneficial to me and my sister. We worked 6 years for
and
this
I respect
shit.
That.
So that's beneficial
but again,
to us.
So, to what cost is that going to happen? When I spoke to Kelly about the whole reality thing, I asked Kelly, was selling herself out on the to be, you know, knowing what's going to happen, you know, with a reality show per se, if it wasn't spent the right way, was selling yourself out worth of the little bit of money you're going to give you? Once that money goes away, are you still going to be able to deal with the consequences of having been on television? And, you know, she thought about that thing. You know, is it really worth making yourself a fool for the little bit of money or no money that they're getting?
Marcus, but are you saying all this because the attack was on you
last year when I was in Vegas. No, Jasmine, I don't have any motives behind it. I told you the same thing. What you say?
They said that the reason why you had issues last year was every time when it was about you.
No, it wasn't. It was not. What I felt is, so what I told you then was, I felt like people who we cannot see should not be discussing other people. At the end of the day, when I say something, whether they like it or not, I said it, and guess what? I have to go out and accept the consequences. Right. So at the end of the day, you're defending what they're doing because you actually send them tea to post up too. But that's fine because you won't say everything out your mouth either.
I don't say everything out my mouth.
Because you understand the consequence for everything. I'm done.
No, you can say what don't I say out my mouth?
Nothing, Jasmine.
No, you don't have to filter it, Marcus. What don't I say out my mouth that I never said to anybody? What?
The things that you sent to other people to post. You calling me last night, telling me to come in and read Joel when I'm sitting here telling you
exactly.
Why I can't read.
Come
why there's no
read.
Ever
don't
reason?
Be a punk.
Why? Because I don't
come
know him.
Don't be a punk.
I'm not
going to
read somebody I don't know,
Jasmine.
I can read you because I know
that.
You, but I don't know him.
I respect that, but the bottom line is...
Well, I sit there and read somebody I don't know. If I knew who he was, if I had a good argument, yes, I would. I love a good verbal vogue. That's fine. But who's going to set themselves up to read somebody they don't know? I have no earthly idea who he is. And if that's the case, he was able to say what he wanted to say about me. That's fine. But guess what? That gave your show life. And when I did not call in, your calls went down. The call lines opened up.
The calls never went down.
Oh, girl.
Why do you keep thinking it's about you? It's not about you.
It's not
you.
About me, girl. Jasmine, I am one of the most selfless people out there. So it cannot be about me. I have always strayed away from the spotlight. I do the show.
Stand to the side as I introduce to you the future icon, the queen herself, legendary mother, Kelly Mizrahi.
Bow down, bitches. Bow down, bitches.
Bow down, bitches. Oh, my God. Please, please, this is Wednesday night. Can I please get a positive topic after being freed from jail this afternoon? Can I please get something positive, please? I don't want to hear it.
It can't be nothing positive when there's so much negativity surfacing around here, and Jasmine's constantly getting blamed.
But I don't want to. Mm-hmm.
So, Jasmine, you didn't put in Jason's head
that
Kelly was going to jail,
listen,
I was the one behind
listen,
it when I had
listen.
Nothing to do with that.
Listen, it doesn't
Kelly,
matter who.
Kelly, it does matter.
Hold on. At the end of the fucking day, it don't motherfucking matter who said I was going to jail. Or
we need to stop putting motherfucking bad days on shit.
Listen,
yeah, if you
listen,
said
listen,
it, you should just say you said
listen,
it.
Listen, it doesn't matter at the
Kelly,
end of the fucking day. The
No, Kelly, stop. Yeah. Jason, you're on the air. What did I put in your head about Jim Marcus, or you put in my head about Marcus?
No, it's the other way around.
No, Jason, you're on the air.
I'm here.
Jason's right there.
Jason?
Yes? That's I didn't clarify anything in my head, Marcus. It was a simple matter of that person, a certain person kept coming to you, like I said, like we said on Monday, fishing. And because I know that person, that Enrique, has had conversations with you and made it clear to me that he has conversations with you, I assumed can sometimes make an ass out of one. And I, as far as I was concerned, when we had that conversation, sir, when Monday night, when it was me, you, Enrique, and Michi on the phone, when we had that conversation, as far as I was concerned, it was done. You told me you were going to come on Tuesday. You told me you were going to come on Tuesday, and you were going to give Joel maybe 5-10 minutes, and that was going to be the end of it. Then all of a sudden, I'm told, now granted, we've had our differences, and we still have our differences, and we can agree to disagree. And the same position that you're in, that you're dealing now with Joel, you dealt with me. I was a brick. I was irrelevant. I don't go to boss. But
not just Joel.
That's not the question. I asked
well, why
the
you don't want
question.
Me and Jason to talk about the situation?
Because
I mean, we haven't had it all
because
that's not right
because
we don't argue it in reading. Oh, okay.
I'm talking about what you just accused me of. You accused
me of
putting in Jason's head.
Okay.
to go directly to
Can you
Jasmine
repeat it verbatim how you told me?
Repeat it, Jason.
The way the conversation went was Jasmine sat down and said, I have to tell you something. And I said, okay. And Kelly, do not take this personal because I know that you won't, but I don't really give a damn about Kelly's situation. I care about Kelly, but I don't care to know about Kelly's situation because it has nothing to do with me. I didn't do that with her, so that don't fucking concern me. So
right.
when Jasmine feels the need, she needs to share something with me about Kelly, that's when she does that. So Monday, because Kelly was going away or so possibly going away, Jasmine sent me, we had a conversation, and Jasmine said Kelly may have to turn herself in on Tuesday. And I said, okay, it all makes sense now. And she said, what do you mean by it all? She said, what do you mean by it all makes sense now? I said, well, Enrique and I had a conversation where Enrique asked me, well, what's going to happen when Kelly goes to jail? And I was like, I don't know nothing about Kelly going to jail. I didn't hear Kelly not going to jail. Kelly been here home all this time. I don't think Kelly's going to jail. I haven't heard anymore. And that was as far as it went. I do not discuss because I have learned, as I said on Monday night when the four of us were on that four-way conversation, I have learned not to say stuff because I put something in the atmosphere and it got back to Jasmine through whoever it got back to her through, and it was half of what the fuck I said. So
exactly.
now with that being said, all the stuff that has ever came across my desk or my phone or my computer, I'm now going to say. And however the cookie crumbles, it fucking crumbles because I, myself, Jason Malik, Michael Hines / Jason Bridge, is tired of bitches that don't pay my bills, throwing me under motherfucking buses that I'm not trying to get on.
Jason,
now, can I
you
ask
still
you one
didn't
more
answer
question?
The question, though.
So my
you
question,
didn't answer the
my question,
question
is, Jason, so when was there this alleged three-way call that I was unaware that you were on where I read Rodney?
Hold on. Before we get there, he still didn't answer the original question.
Well,
I'm going back
to watch Lord Order, honey, because
okay,
the devil is at work, bitch, and I don't want to play with the motherfucking devil.
Thank you, Kelly. Jason, when did I tell you it was Marcus, or when did that Marcus's name come up?
When you accused me of it, you didn't say Marcus. I accused you.
Jasmine, you didn't hit me up in my inbox and say we need to have a heart to heart. Can you call me? Then you called
Jasmine,
me and you presented the problem.
Okay, Marcus, let him please talk, sweetie. Let him talk. Marky, I mean, Jason, again, when you said it all makes sense, and I said, well, how the hell does Enrique know that that Kelly is going to jail? And what did you tell me?
And I said, because Marcus and Enrique have conversations.
Well, since we're putting the whole tea out, and this is except so people can understand.
Go back to what you just accused me of. You said I put it in the ear.
Honestly, that's not what Jason said on Monday night. What he said was you and him came to the conclusion. Y'all sat there and figured it out that it was me. So he actually did say you, and Michi was on the phone. But now he's accepting responsibility for it.
Okay.
Now, Jason, am I lying or not? You didn't just say, oh, I said it and she accepted it.
I said to him, I will handle it, leave it alone.
Right, that's
right.
I said no more. So
and
when
that's when
we,
I contacted
so when,
you, Marcus.
And right, and when
that's
we got
when
on the show.
Happened.
Right, and when
and
we got
And you didn't
on
ask
show,
me, did I do it? You told me I did it.
No, and you know what? And that's when I apologized about it also. I told you. I said, Marcus,
okay.
Listen,
I
I'm
didn't
not
take
going
it that
to
way.
Point
got it.
I told you I'm not going to argue with you. I said, Marcus, I don't want to argue. I know how you are. I respect you. But please be careful with the people you associate yourself with and what you're saying to them, because this is what's getting out. And that's when you broke down and said, I never said that, Jasmine. When you said it, I believed you. When you said, I said, okay, she's fishing. I went back to the same thing that Jason said.
And it really,
I believe
and let me
you.
Be,
I didn't tell Rodney.
Well,
I
want to be clear on what I think happens with Enrique. Enrique listens to the show, and Noel Kelly has been going through things for all these months. So when Enrique asked me, it was more like, well, what's going on with the show? Like, what's going to happen if Kelly goes away? Because Kelly has actually publicly made comments. So it was more of, well, what's happening? Because he is assuming I actually am in the know. My response to him, just like Jason's response to him, was, oh, well, we really don't know. Because at this point, we don't know. So what happens is when Jason found out the tea about the situation, Jason was assuming it was with the old case when it actually had something to do with the new case, which it just it was more of a play on words. But neither moving on, Jason, there was a three-way conversation that Enrique included you in that I wasn't aware that you were on the phone.
There was it right after when was that? Was that when
my
whenever ball? The dark right after your last ball, the ball before that, the dark night when the dark
I
night
didn't,
came.
I didn't ask anybody to indulge any new information to anybody about what's going on with me. Okay?
Well, Kelly, that had to be put out, girl, because you spin
not,
the story.
Not,
yeah, girl, you spin
not,
the story, girl,
it
to make it sound different, girl.
It did not have to be put out. Nobody don't need to know any new information.
Well, they didn't get any new information. Well, I'm sorry, girl, but, girl,
but
you heard me say it. I can't deny it, girl.
Bye.
That's all we'll say on that. Moving on. What did you say, Jason? When was this?
As I was saying, and if my brother is listening, and I know that he's not – well, he's not allowed on the show, but if my brother is listening, Mark Abney, since he was a part of that conversation as well where we were not supposed to say nothing, there was a conversation that was said that you were upset and you were in the heat of the moment and you were angry with Rodney and you wrote this letter and that you were going to address Rodney on the air, and then when Monday night came around, you did not do that.
That was 2 years ago, and I did do it. What do you mean? All of that was done, and it also was redone when Alexa was gone. So, bitch, this ain't nothing to do with nothing that happened in a few weeks. Bitch, this is something from 2 years ago. The situation with the Dark Knight happened July 27th, 2014.
Marcus, how do I know? I don't talk to any Revlons. I don't deal with any Revlons. I don't hang with any Revlons. Me and Vonna are okay, but we're not the closest friends. How do I know that Vonna worked for you? How do I know about a conversation supposedly being had about
Vonna? What do you mean work for me?
Okay, Marcus, we're not going to play dumb.
No. I want to see it. See, bitches, what happened was, so bitches, bitches are putting their own story to it. What happened was, when Amaya went to jail, I helped send her some money to help get her out. Amaya is a friend. She has done stuff with me. She's done stuff for me, so I helped her get out. That's nobody's motherfucking business. But for bitches to keep assuming she worked for me.
Marcus, listen to what you're saying,
y'all
sweetie, and I understand what you're saying.
Life.
But that's
I have
him.
A life.
That's,
Marcus,
you can't
as
blame.
I told, as I told
you can't blame.
I'm not blaming that, but I understand. I just wish people would put stuff out. Y'all have somebody upset with me about something that me and him have already talked about from 2 motherfucking years ago. Me and
that's
Rodney hanging it out.
That's not what Rodney is upset about. That's not what Rodney is upset about, Marcus. That's
okay, well, I don't know. Y'all did a lot of talking, and I wasn't included in the conversation because I was tired last night when y'all were texting
and apparently a lot of talking was done, and I wasn't included in the conversation last night.
Jason, did anybody tell you what I said about you, per se, particularly? Since they didn't relay it, I said, and Jason, I told you all of this on Monday, and Michi was on the phone. I kind of wish a person who actually doesn't have a dog in this fight, I don't have to spin it a certain way. What I told you was, and you agree, and what you said was you've heard this before, that I feel as though Jasmine includes you because she can actually manipulate you to do the things that she wants you to do. You said you have your own mind. And then you also told me that the password has, when you have done things that she doesn't like, she's changed the switchboard password on you. Now, how the fuck would I know that?
Right, and I told you that because that was done because something got back to Jasmine saying that I said this and I said that, and that was not the case. Did I not say
right.
that as well?
So, but in the thing, but since she didn't tell you, I actually said Jason has grown on me, and I've actually respect because enough because Jason will keep saying it and he'll fight for what he believes in. Yes, but Jason, you also to take the show in a different level. I think you're learning. You've done a lot better from last March when I was in Las Vegas and you to now. You have learned to move the conversation on where it's not really hoarding and picking on people but trying to have a show. But nobody wants to sit here. But now, in regards to these other people who Jasmine actually said, Marcus, what problems do you have with the people that have intros? That's Michi, J-Rock, and Jason because she said those are the only real cast. Everybody else are just callers in. And what I said, Jasmine, was I don't believe that because they sit on the show all night. They are guests, they are friends. And when she asked me, well, what problems do you have with people who have a intro? I said nothing. Right or wrong. So why is it? Why are we being pinned against each other? Because it would work to her benefit. Y'all can keep the show.
It would be
Jason, I don't have a problem with you. I've never met you in life. Girl, you
Marcus,
don't want us
what
to get along.
You
it makes
cut
shows.
That. I don't want y'all to get along, but you are the one who attacked.
How
do
I
want
them.
You guys to
I
get
told
along?
You, I told you my opinion on the show and on people. And when
my,
you addressed it, you dressed
question.
It up and you put a Band-Aid on it. You put a Band-Aid on it. That's
Marcus,
what you did. You
listen,
told me those girls
you,
are not on the show. That's what you said.
They're not on the show. They're not cast members.
Okay, I guess that justifies it.
So, Helga, you can't sit there and attack them. They're not cast
members. And then you have
members.
Then you
they're
have all
cool.
these fake profiles in the group reading me like I was reading them. I don't have a problem with them being on. I don't have a problem with what they do in the group. I never said anything about them. I'm addressing the show. If the show's going to elevate, if the show's going to be this new thing and it's 6 years and it's, you know, with new sponsors and all of this, I thought the show should be elevating in some type of way, not thing. Just because you're getting listeners does not mean, or it's getting great listeners, that it's good content. It's no shade. People watch Duck Dynasty, but it, to me it has no point. But it has millions of viewers. It doesn't
okay,
attract
Marcus,
me.
Listen.
And I can respect that.
That's, and
I'm
that's
done.
You.
I've just dedicated
you.
To, right. I'm done. I've done
that's
enough.
You.
Jason,
but that's
I have
you.
No words.
But,
I have
you,
no
you...
I have no ill feelings towards you. I do. I don't understand why every few months or every so many months if there's a cast member who feels alienated enough to where they were pinpointed. It was Nicole. It was Mark. Now it's me. It was Jennifer, God bless the dead. A lot of people feel some type of way about little things that happen. It's fine. I don't have to be part. This show did not make me.
So,
it did not break me.
Okay.
That I enjoy the show, and I'll make,
okay.
maybe continue to listen.
Uh-huh.
God bless y'all.
Okay.
Y'all have a good night.
Okay, Marcus, thank you. You can hang up now. Hang up, Marcus. Don't make no damn sense, honey. Jason, you there?
I'm confused. I mean, I'm
yeah,
really confused.
We're all confused. We're definitely all confused. I think everybody's confused about this.
I mean, because, okay, almost a month ago, shout out to Shady McGrady, because Shady McGrady, you made me top. See, about a month and a half ago, Shady McGrady attacked the dog shit out of me. I blocked her, I ignored her, and I went on with my life. I learned from that situation, because that was personal, and I made it personal when it shouldn't have had to be personal. Any life goes on. So you don't, you have, because basically what this says to me, because Tuesday night is my baby. Because I, although it was London's idea, it was my baby. I came to Jasmine in an inbox because of a group of friends that we said, oh, we need to do something on Tuesday night. So Tuesday night was my baby. And Jasmine and I had a conversation, and she said, okay, girl, I'm going to give you a try. So, yes, I do take the fact that someone would say, I'm going to do whatever I can do to get Tuesday night shut down. Well, baby, I'm a motherfucking fighter, and I like to see you fucking try.
So can somebody tell me what I did wrong? Because I still don't know what I did wrong. I did not do anything fucking wrong. I'm so tired of everyone blaming me for every fucking thing. That's what kills me about this shit. Stop blaming Jasmine. Everybody stop asking me to come on right now because I'm speaking. Stop blaming Jasmine for everything. Jasmine is not trying to manipulate. Jasmine is not trying to pin people against each other. You girls in your conversations are what pin people against each other. I have nothing to do with that. And y'all still keeping it filtered, but yet I'm the one that's being attacked. And that's the bullshit that's happening out here, Marcus, and all the rest of y'all, all the rest of this bullshit that's happening. I stop blaming me. Jason found out when I had Jason and J-Rock. You're on the air. Hello, J-Rock. Hello, J-Rock.
I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute because I didn't know if
okay.
I was running it or not.
Last night, I called Jason and J-Rock after my conversation with Marcus and said to them, listen, we need to talk about Tuesday night. It was brought to my attention and this and that, and Marcus feels a certain way about this, and, you know, he really doesn't see it, and, you know, he's threatening to get to Tuesday night's shut down and da-da-da-da-da because he feels that it's full of bricks and all the rest of that stuff, and we need to figure out how we can coexist together. What can we do? And at that point, Jason got upset. Like he said, he holds Tuesdays precious to him, and that's when Jason started spilling the tea. And when Jason started spilling the tea, the first words that came out of my mouth was, why are you saying this now? Why didn't you say this before? And everything
in the
that
day,
he
and what did I
again,
say to Jasmine? Because Jasmine, you deal with enough already. And half the shit I hear goes in one ear and out the other because I don't focus on the gossip and the bullshit. That's not what I was about when I was younger, and that's not what I'm about now. The only time that I say stuff to Jasmine is when it's a, when shit like this happens, because other than that, the shit stays in the gutter where the fuck it belongs. I could care less, and please, no house, take this personal, because I will be attending your ball, and I don't have anything against any of you, but I could give a flying fuck about what goes on in your house, who goes to jail, who's sleeping with who has what, and how they got it. That ain't none of my business. I'm not in your house, so that shouldn't be my, that's not my concern. Now, because I am a radio journalist, because I host a radio show, there are certain things, there are certain things that will be discussed and talked about, and we do it in the key. I will never maliciously go after someone and personally attack them because I am a human and I have feelings, so I know how the shit works. When Kelly gets in the situation, Kelly gets in, Jasmine will tell you, Jasmine, I have hit Jasmine up and say, Jasmine, can you go in the room and take that down? Jasmine, can you do this? Can you do that? Jasmine, can Jasmine's like, girl, can you stop? So, yes, we are all human. We all make mistakes. We all like tea. I like scandal, and I like to gossip. But I don't live my life for the scandal. I don't live my life on Facebook. If you see my pages, I'm on there kicking and having fun. I like to dig in the dirt. Yes, that's fun. But I don't get my hands nasty, and there will never be blood on my hands because that's not the kind of person I am. But when you knock at my door and you knock at the door of people I care for, and those people care about me regardless to what you may think of my relationships with any of the people I have a serious relationship with, I'm going to defend them. And some shit, when they hear stuff, because I'm quite sure there are lots of things that Jasmine has heard about me. And guess what? Jasmine don't bring them to my attention because they go in one ear and out the other. But when you start trying to pit B against B and C against D and you come in for a family or a group of people, I'm going to have a motherfucking issue with that. Now, like me, love me, or hate me. Delete me or block me. I don't give two fucks about what you do from this point on. But from this point on, Jason, Malik, Michael, Hines, Bridge, better stay out your mouth in your conversation.
All right, honey. We got a lot of callers, honey. I want somebody to tell me what, you know, what they feel about all this bullshit. Joelle, you're on the air.
Okay, well, since I wasn't able to address him, whatever, per se, I want, first thing, hold on, because my phone is doing shows. I wanted to say, I never studied you. That's first off. I never sat there and did none of that. I might have done some research on you when you tried me on here. I did do that. I did find you on Jacked and all that, but we're not going to get into that. Second of all, I have attended balls and whatever the case may be. And third of all, what was it that you said about being a cast member and all of this? I'm nobody's cast member. I'm nobody's nothing. If they decide to keep me unmuted, that's a decision that Jasmine can make and Jason can make, okay? So that's nothing to do with me. And I never read you about your resume in ballroom. I never read you about whatever promotion you do in ballroom. I read you about that ball spot, and I read you about your teeth. So you could have sat here and read me about my picture because I sent you a message to your inbox. I never said nothing about your personal life because I don't know you and I don't care to know you. I only know you on here, and you got bothered because I said that you're shady. You should have never took that personal because your persona on here is a shady fat, I'm not going to say that word, it's a shady queen, so that's why I said that to you. When you asked me, oh, then why can't I be on your personal page? Because you were trying to get the dirt on me so you can try to read me. No, baby, I'm not stupid. Okay? So you're mad because you can't read me, baby? You can read. You've been in the ballroom for years. You can read about looks. You can read me about my nose, my eyebrows, my eyes. You can read about that because that's what I read you about, and that's it.
Thank you, Joelle. Melissa, you're on the air.
Honey, let me tell you. Oh, no, I can't. I can't. You know what really gets me? What gets me is that everybody loves the show. They love this. They love that. But when they get red and all of this, it's just like, oh, this will, you know, they got to shut shit down and they want to feel some type of way and they not caught, you know. Like, honey, he right before he hung up the phone, what he said, I will still continue to listen. Why would you listen to something that you don't like? Why are you listening to Tuesday's show? You don't got to listen to it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, these people is just like, you know, he just feels like he wants everything to be catered to him or something. I just don't understand. It's just like, if you don't like something, if I don't like something, I'm not going to listen. You understand what I'm saying? And like Joelle said, honey, you can read, honey. People go, when they used to have that very vogue, honey, you don't know who the person is, honey. Unless somebody try to read me, I'm going to try to read them back. It doesn't matter what I'm saying. A read is a read, honey. Like all these excuses. I just don't get it. Like, I just don't get it. I can't. I don't even want to get too much into it because I start getting hype, honey, and I don't need to get hype right now. For real, because it kills me, like, oh, the show, and then everything goes back to her, like, oh, you could control this and you could control that. I can't control who's calling in. When somebody calls in and says something, I can't control it. And when somebody has their opinion, I'm not going to cut them off because they have their opinion about something, because that would be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, go ahead with yourself.
Mm-mm. All right, we have a caller, 601-651. You're on the air.
Wow.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hi,
fine,
Justin.
Dan.
This is interesting. I don't know what to take of all of this. This is too much. Wow. I guess what I would say is I would thank Jasmine for letting me be set on the line as a guest.
Exactly.
I thank Jason let me be a part of the show when you had me on. I didn't know I was such a brick in the situation. You know, as far as ballroom, I think my first ball that I actually attended was in 2000. And that's when I was still in college and I was young and everything was still whatever. It was still fun to me as far as ballroom. And now it's 2014. I don't feel the need to get out and go to a bar like that. Just as a guest and as a person that calls in, that would be no reason. There's no money in it for me. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I don't see the need. So when people start saying stuff like, you know, you don't go to bars and whatever, whatever, it's funny to me when people say that or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I go out, I get out. Like, you know what I'm saying? I went to J-Rock's thing. I wanted to come support him and his function or whatever. So I'll come out when I feel like it's people that I'm cool with, that I feel like, you know, it's a good thing. But it's too much negativity, and to me it's just surprising that it kind of spilled over into tonight's show. You know what I'm saying? I hate that it's come to this as far as what's going on and all this stuff being dished back and forth over the air like that, you know.
It's better than a three-way conversation. Let's make it with hundreds of people listening. Don't do it with three people. 917-891, you're on the air. Okay, 757-493, you're on the air.
Maybe.
757-493, you're on the air. Okay. 917-724, you're on the air.
Curl?
Am I doing something wrong? 917-724, you're on the air. Okay, Tiffany, you're on the air.
Hello, everybody. Well, I wanted to just hit a few topics. First, I wanted to know is, did Marcus hang up the phone?
She probably hung up one of them, but she's listening on the other one.
Okay, well, I want to know exactly who is the six bricks. I need him to call the names out. That's one thing I want to know.
Please do. Please.
So,
whoever the six people were that was on the phone last night.
Well, that's the thing. I don't even know who the six people, who's the six cast members.
So, that would be me, Jason, Joel, J-Rock. Who was the other young lady that was on last night? I think the other couple of people that were on last night, I forget their name, so yeah.
Okay, well, Justin, I definitely see you being a hard tenement, you know, something. You know. So,
yes, I'll be that brick with a 401k. I'll be that brick.
Okay. Girl, you girls always talking about your 401k, girl. McDonald's don't even offer all of that, girl. But anyway, that's not nothing, neither here nor there.
This bitch
got
her first real job and she
want to
talk about
my life. I wanted to touch on something Melissa had said. I think, in a way, what Marcus has said about the situation, I kind of agree with Marcus, but then I don't. Okay, so how Melissa was basically saying that, you know, now that, you know, when you get red, you know, all of a sudden you want to have the show cut off and all this kind of stuff like this. I mean, coming from the era, you know, that me, Jason, and J-Rock came from, we got red every off the farm last year. I done been called Piggly Wiggly. I done been called fag heads. I done been called, you know, coke heads. They said I had sores around my nose. They didn't even read my children. You know, that's all that pissed me off. But I never once cried to say, oh, we need to have the show cut off, or, oh, I can't take it. It's just so much, you know. Oh, they never moaned. They never said, honey, that's wrong girl, honey. That would be my other sister girl. But, you know, I'm not saying she do. She don't. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying. The point is, we never wanted the show to be cut off. I mean, we got read all the time for, you know, for how we felt or what we thought. You know, they talked about Jason. They talked about J-Rock. I mean, so I don't think that's the point. Second of all, I kind of do agree with Marcus when he say, okay, I think it is a different point, like, from you actually going to a ball than watching it on YouTube, because you only get it from that one person, whoever recorded it, aspect. You know what I'm saying? You're not getting the whole, you know, everything as if you really attended. So that is kind of crazy that you think you could just sit and just, like, be the know-all and know everything about a ball from something you watched that was a 3.5
But Tiffany, a lot of people that's on the line have been to balls. And then the thing is, it's nothing different than being, to me, it's nothing different than being there.
He's saying it's the people that I guess he's saying it's not the callers. I guess he's saying it's the people who actually are the co-hosts. But, you know, me and Marcus had a conversation, and I told him I do kind of agree with that, but I also do agree that basically when Tuesday started, you know, and you know, Jasmine said, okay, Tiffany, you know, you'll be a cast and all this stuff, and it was all of us. We wasn't really, like, just talking about, we were basically doing what Mondays wasn't, as far as they was being more political, like Jasmine said. We was kikiing and laughing about the stuff like, oh, well, girl, you know, well, this is what they didn't say last night, you know what I'm saying, because it was political. This, they was doing this in the bathroom, or this person was having with who, or this was, you know what I'm saying, and the callers was calling in, you know what I'm saying, oh, that ball was trash, or oh, I had fun at that ball, and we kikied and laughed about that. So, you know, the format has definitely changed, right, Costa? Thank you. I think from how it was last year, I do think a lot of times, Jasmine, that it is people specifically that sit on here now that I'd even be like, girl, this girl ain't gay. She don't have
such
no gay friends.
Such as.
She don't go to no gay balls. She don't hang out with no gay people. What the fuck? You the fish? You know, you say you straight. What the fuck did you sit up here hanging out with gays all night on the phone for? That's what I don't understand. You don't go to nothing gay functions. So, I mean, you know,
but
really,
let's clarify something. Let's clarify something when it comes to, like, the girls. Shamika never really was a part of Tuesday. She was a part of Wednesday. So there was a, there's a difference when it comes to some of these girls. And that's what I need everybody to understand. Yeah, she may go on Tuesdays from time to time, but Shamika was our little, where did she start from? She started from being our little recap on American Horror Story. So that's where that all really came from. So that, y'all can't blame her, a person like that, for saying what she says. No, she didn't go to no balls. And when you guys, you know, went into your little, you know, I guess the aftermaths or whatever, and everybody just started reading and going wild and stuff, I mean, you know, she stood a part of that. But we're talking about Tuesday nights. And Tuesday nights was always built on, like I said, all you people from Tuesday really started on Wednesday. So you girls that were on Tuesday came from Wednesday. That really was an open door for everybody in the community. But you girls went over there and sat on Tuesdays as well to laugh and talk a whole bunch of shit. So that's where all that came from. That's why I said that they're not cast members. The only cast members in my eyes were people like Tiffany, Jason, J-Rock, you know, London. Those were the cast members, the regulars, the ones that would do the research, do the journalism. You know, they would be the ones to do it and be no holds barred with everything that nobody was doing on Monday. So don't really fault those girls. You really can't fault them, in all honesty. That's just my opinion when it comes to that. But
it's not even so much just her. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm not trying to put the emphasis just on her, but I'm just stating, like, that's just in one of an example. Like, so I can kind of understand when they say, like, how can somebody have so much to say that's actually never been there or have never seen it live firsthand? You're only going by what you see for between 3 and 8 minutes video clip on YouTube.
But
okay,
Tiffany,
but now
Tiffany,
let's speak realistically about that, because he did bring that up last night as far as, you know, and it's only done from whoever's recording it from their point of view. I mean, bottom line is, if you're looking at a battle between Andre and Marquise, that's the battle. And whoever stands to the side stands to the side. Whoever wins grand prize, they won grand prize. Everybody has an opinion. They watched the video, and they can say who they really felt won, who they really felt should have not won, who looked fierce up there, who had face, who was sitting, who, you know, whose ball was crowded, who carried on the judges' fan. They can say that because that's what they are seeing. You know what I'm saying? So that's my only thing about it. If you are watching it, you still have an opinion based on it. Now, even Kelly agreed, you know, to a certain extent with it. She said, well, that's why on Mondays I usually don't even recap. But, boy, if I ain't go to it, I let them do it. You know, I'd be like, well, I ain't go to the boss. I ain't going to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what really happens. But don't be no fool also with people that are Tuesday. just like on the girls on Monday, everybody inboxes these girls on Tuesday and tells them what happened at the ball and what really happened and what didn't happen and stuff, the same way they inbox everybody on Monday. Kelly at one time never really went to every ball, but yet we still did all the recaps. But she wasn't at everybody's ball. She got all the feedback and the tea, and that's what the public gave. But then Kelly got frustrated with it and said, listen, I'm so tired of y'all trying to send me to do everything and telling me say this, say that, say this, say. Y'all need to come on this line and say it y'all damn selves. And that's where all that started from. So, again, that's just my debate. I agree. Like I said, I agree with the reading situation. That's the only thing I do agree with. But I still believe that people, even if you weren't at the venue, at the event, you still can voice your opinion on it. I didn't go to the concert. I watched the concert on TV. But I can say if it was a fab concert. I can say that I liked it. I can say if she looked fierce or not. I can say that she sung that song or not.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let's get to a whole bunch of callers. I don't want them to all sit there and sit, you know, waiting. 518-779 on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, this is Prada. Okay,
Prada,
so
how are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, so my take on the whole situation is, when it comes down to it, yeah, people want to get upset when they get red. Baby, this is the gay world. This is the gay lifestyle. If you get red, baby, like they said, do your research. Come back with a better read. Don't try to start,
okay,
you know, making it seem like, you know, we got to get the show shut down. We got to get Tuesday shut down. You know, I listen to the show pretty much every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I choose when I want to come on and when I want to say something. If it's a topic that you don't want to talk about or listen to, then, hey, don't push one. And when it comes to, like, when it comes to the cast members, I mean, quite frankly, I could care less whether a person goes to a ball, whether they walk balls or whatever, because if a bitch come on the line and they got the tea, then you're going to want to hear the tea, right?
Okay.
Whether they straight, whether they gay, whatever, you're going to want to hear the motherfucking tea. So don't blame it on that. The only thing that I can say that I do not like is when one person have a beef with somebody or one person don't like somebody or getting into it with somebody and then everybody else just jump on the bandwagon and be like, oh, well, y'all don't like that bitch either or whatever. Yeah, that bitch is a bitch. Oh, yeah, that bitch is a man. That's the only thing that I can say that kills me about some of the people on the cast. But other than that, like, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Shit, if they read me and Tiffany, we read. I mean, I could read Tiffany because I know Tiffany. Now, if it's somebody that I don't know, like Joelle said, bitch, if I go look at a picture, I mean, I'm just going to go by what I see or what I
exactly
hear.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Prada.
And I'm
still
the main
right
one.
There.
I love to read the avatars. I don't know what they look like, but I just read their profile pictures. I just be like, oh, you thin lip looking bitch. I don't even know if they really got thin lips, but I don't give a damn. I just say whatever.
That's right, Piggly Wiggly.
J Rock, honey, didn't give you a chance to speak earlier. You're on the air, J Rock.
Yeah, I've been on the air. I know I could have spoke, but I just don't feel like even talking about this right now because it sounds so stupid and foolish, and it's just like a bunch of faggotry and bitches calling in talking about they didn't say this, they said that they didn't. At the end of the day, who fucking cares? I'm just sitting here like, I thought Tuesday night was supposed to be funny. I thought it was supposed to be a kiki. They read me for filth all the time, and I just, you know, I don't get it. They still talking about leather pants 2 years later. So my thing is, y'all only seen them one time. I didn't say, well, I want to get the shit shut down. But my thing is, I think I don't like hypocrites. That's why I just don't say nothing. I don't like hypocrites. I don't like bitches coming, you talking about, oh, people don't know these people and the name. Oh, and just in case you're listening, but nobody knows what I had to go through when we hung up on the show on Monday night. On Monday night, after we hung up the show, I went through some shit because it was my ball was put out there as if it was supposed to be some kind of major function, and then my name the name that I carry, they have some people that you have to answer to when you don't have a successful function. Now, had Marcus not posted that in the official ballroom, nobody would have known, but he decided to bring it up, whether it was a Kiki or whatever. I had to do damage control behind that. You see what I'm saying? But did I come back and say, bitch, fuck you, Marcus, for this, and bitch, because I'm not going to shut a show down, I'll shut the bitch down. Okay, I don't have to shut the show down. I shut the bitch down that motherfucking coming for me, and I'll do it in person. But I didn't do that because, what? It was a Kiki. I had it coming. I read Rodney. I read Kelly for the aftermath, even though I supported them and I loved them. But I read them, so I was like, I even told Justin. Not, I said, bitch, they are going to get me tomorrow. Bitch, they are going to let me have it on their radio. I know it. But I ain't even worried about it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like all this he say, she say shit, I really can't respond because it sounds like high school. I've never been caught up in the he say, she say, blah, blah. Bitch, you got something to say to me, say it to my face, because I'm definitely going to tap you on your shoulder and tell you what the fuck I think about you. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm saying. I just never understood the high school mean girl type. I've never been that kind of faggot. You see what I'm saying? They can call me a fag, but I've never been that faggot.
Maybe that word, maybe.
All right. Michi, you're on the air. I'm sorry, Michi. I didn't get a chance to upload. I was uploading your thing, and then, child, it kicked your other one out, and then the board got frozen. But, Michi, you're on, or you're not on the air. I don't know what happened. Okay.
And let me say, wait, hold up, but Jasmine, let me say one more thing, and then I'll be finished. Because this is like, I'm trying to get some clarity on one thing. Bitch, one minute they saying the bricks on Tuesday night. Then they saying, oh, I mean, the people that don't walk clear. Bitch, let's be clear. Who the fuck is the bricks? Because, bitch, I come all the way from motherfucking Texas to walk a motherfucking ball. And there was another girl on that line last night that is region to region, state to motherfucking state grand prize. So what the fuck are you talking about? The people from last night. So if you're listening, call in and make that clear. Because, bitch, I come and support everybody's function, and I could have kept my motherfucking coin in my pocket.
Right,
let's be clear on that.
Especially when you don't get your due justice.
And especially when y'all let a panel judge incorrectly and don't fix it and let it just fly.
Girl, you pay
me
to your
on
from
the air.
Military anyway.
Hey.
Hey, Michi.
Hey, Michi.
See, I can laugh about all this because I don't got about 3 hours of this before. I mean, my whole point, and Jasmine is a witness that I stated, is anytime anyone becomes defenseless in a situation, then they make it bigger than what it actually is. I mean, again, my whole thing, my whole outlook when it comes to whether it's radio, TV media, social media, anytime you make yourself a public voice, you are subject to a public opinion. So there's nothing more you can do but either sit back and say nothing or speak your mind and be ready for whatever's going to come at your way. Whether it be from somebody who's experienced it, whether it be from somebody who's not experienced it, whether it's somebody who's been where you've been or somebody who's never been where you've been. If you put it out there, or you make a verbal opinion about it, then you're going to get a public response. So, hey, I'm done with those.
Okay. Somebody can you unmute your phones if you're doing stuff in the background because I hear a lot of stuff, please. 601-519, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? 601-519, you're on the air. Okay. I don't know what's going on with you. 917-364, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody, what's up? This is Neptune calling in.
Hey, Neptune.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I'm just calling because I'm so confused. I didn't listen to the show yesterday, but it's just like it was such a good show last Wednesday. And to go from that into this, it's just like the way Marcus was speaking, it's like you must have felt like this for a while. Like,
can no one have these stronger feelings that just happened from this week? But it seemed like maybe it started from Monday when he was backpedaling, like going through his story. But it's just like, why go through all of that? Like, is he scared now because he's not going to get as much life? He's getting red. Like, because I've heard so many shows where he's been on the air and giving his opinion, and it's like the girls feel it when they're feeling like they're on top, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're conducting the show and everything. So I'm just like, what has changed now? And for him to say, you know, people don't have an opinion if you go to balls or if you don't, it's just like the analogy of, that's like telling a Knicks fan that they can't be a Knicks fan because they've never been to a game in the Garden. Like, you can't say that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And especially if you want the ballroom to, like, expand and, you know, overseas or whatnot, you have to allow people to have an opinion. That's the only way that they're going to feel involved in it or even want to get involved, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, it's just funny how the girls act when, you know, when the spotlight does come on them, like, even or not. Like, I don't think that it even matters if you know somebody, you know, especially unless you don't go overboard, you know, health reasons or whatever, but that shouldn't even matter. Like, the point of reading is it's just fun. It's to have false stuff in it, too. Like, it's not to have to know somebody personally and to try to attack them, in a sense. I feel like that's more of attacking them when you do know somebody. You know what I'm saying? You're hitting spots and weaknesses that you do know that are true. Like, so I feel like that part is just kind of irrelevant. So it's just like, I mean, if you want to play the part and be in the role, you know, in the eye of the people, like, then go for it. Like, be that bad bitch. Like, someone, and something that I've always admired about Kelly is when Kelly says something or is about something or putting it out, whether it's herself or whatever, she stands by it. Like, and it's just like, if you can't fill those shoes with the radio show or Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, whatever night, it's just like, fall back and be a listener. Like, everybody's not meant to lead and be that star person, so. Listen.
Okay. Thank you, Neptune. 240-893, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi.
Okay, can I say my opinion about Martin? What is his name? The boy's name. Marcus, please.
Okay.
Are you ballroom related?
Why was he on here crying like that? Either motherfucking way, the girls are going to listen to this show whether his dusty gap tooth ass calling or not. Mm-hmm. He's sitting over there looking like that.
Are you ballroom related?
Who? I feel like, okay, I haven't been to a ball, but I feel okay. Like people who watch the balls are almost just, I mean, we see everything that's going on. The
okay.
Same thing that y'all see, because y'all record about everything up there, so we see everything y'all see, except for the girls doing bumps in the bathroom and all that shit. That's the shit we don't see.
Which they do.
So how can he say that? You know, he's just bitter. He's upset. And, you know, besides, what has he done in the scene besides promo? I've never seen him in the video.
Okay. Well, thank you, caller, so much. Thank you, but I don't want y'all to turn around and read him. I'm not gonna allow that, no matter how I'm evil and stuff.
But Jasmine, can I just say something?
Mm-hmm.
He kept saying Joel. I don't even know him. I don't know him. I just know the person that he is on here. Mind you, I started calling Wednesday, then pressing 1 on Wednesday on your segment, whatever. So, you know, start slowly going back to Tuesdays or whatever. I listen to him, whatever. But for him to be so pressed over me, I must have struck a nerve. Now, me not being a person that goes to Baltimore, I can watch the clips online. I can see what's going on. I don't necessarily have to be there because the last ball that I attended, somebody got maced, and somebody – I'm not saying that all the ballroom people do that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to be in that environment. So if I don't want to be in that environment and I want to watch people online making a fool of themselves or winning $1,000, I am entitled to do that, and I'm entitled to have my opinion.
Well, one thing that I brought up last night is I brought up another thing. I brought up that a lot of girls like Tiffany, J-Rock, Amaya, you know, Vonna Revlon, a lot of the girls
you know, you guys started from the radio show, in all honesty. And, like, what difference with Amaya was, you know, she used to be a part of it a long time ago. She took a break. And then, you know, she came back into it and stuff. But even when I brought up how the radio show has, you know, helped groom and open the doors for some of these people that, you know, in the beginning they may not be, you know, so quote-unquote ballroom affiliated, but it has opened the doors and said, you know what, I want to finally go to a ball. I'm listening to the show every week. I enjoy Kelly. I enjoy all the nights and stuff. I want to do it. And that's what Tiffany did. That's what J-Rock did. That's what Vonna said. You know what, I want to come back into it. That's what happened. But he didn't agree with it. You know, it was a lot of negativity when it came to that. When I brought those names up, it was a lot of negativity said based on them as well. So I just don't get, you know, what's happening here at all. I really, really don't get it. But in all honesty, I personally don't care, because if I sat here and listened to everybody's opinion, I would not be who I am today, and I wouldn't be as successful as I am today. And that's okay. What it really boils down to. So I still take people's opinions into consideration, but I don't sit there and change it up or whatever. And just like people told me earlier today, girl, you don't change shit. You don't do anything. I said, well, what do you think should happen? You know, and the one thing that I said I will do, and like I got on the phone with Jason last night and I got on the phone with J-Rock, and I hear echoing, so if you're on the speakerphone, please mute your phone. Like I said to them last night, is I think we need to reevaluate Tuesday, when it came to this. Just like, you know, when I reached out to Jason yesterday on Monday and finally talked to him about Kelly, I wanted him to not be surprised when Kelly was going to get on the air and pretty much say what she had to say. And I wanted to also let him know that I'm going to need his assistance with Rodney on Mondays to help switchboard, because I do not want to sit there on Mondays doing switchboard. I wanted to see that if he can do it, if he didn't mind helping out with Rodney, Marcus, Alexis, so forth and so on Mondays. So that's the reason why I reached out to Jason on Monday, because I knew what was coming that night. So bottom line is, you know, and that's when everything came out. So bottom line is, again, I don't see what anybody really did that was wrong. I personally don't see it. I do think that, like Michi said, a lot of it is, you know, maybe he's in his feelings or whatever, and again, I can respect that. I understand that. But what I don't respect is, again, all the bullshit that happens behind the scenes, in the conversations, all the three-way conversations, everything that you're saying negatively, all the research that you're doing, all the negative stuff that is being portrayed, and all the stuff that's being said about everybody behind their back. And that's what I don't like, and that's what I don't condone. So I'm very glad that he's chosen to step away from the show and not be a part of it. I'm very glad that he's not going to be calling in anymore, because I don't want that to be a part of anything that I'm affiliated with. And that same thing goes for anybody that was a part of the show in the past. And for the record, before you guys sit here and try to blame Jasmine for all past people who are no longer a part of the show, a lot of those things were not my beef. A lot of those things were the beef of other people, and I stepped in and made an executive decision on how things were to go. So stop blaming Jasmine again, and it's all Jasmine's fault. Yeah, just because I'm behind this, as a boss, I will step up to the plate. Like if I'm running a company and two of my employees are going back and forth, or just like a house member, a mother of a father of a founder of a house, and two of their house members are fighting at a ball, the house parents are going to to be held responsible for that. I take responsibility, you know, and I'll take the backlash for it, but you're not going to keep trying to throw me under the bus and make it seem like I'm this evil fucking person, because I'm not evil. You guys that are doing this and attacking people behind closed doors and over the phone and throwing your girlfriends under the bus and all the rest of that stuff, why did Rodney make that post earlier today? It wasn't about what happened 2 years ago. It wasn't about that conversation that happened 2 years ago. It was about something else. Okay? So don't blame Jasmine for that. It's the running of the mouth that is taking place here. Because Jasmine don't run her mouth. Jasmine don't call nobody. When I speak to Jason, it's business related. When I speak to Kelly, that's family related. I don't talk. We don't talk about. And for Enrique to sit here and say that I like all the gossip and I want everybody to do this and I want everybody to do that and da-da-da-da-da. Child, please, that's bullshit. I'm not that type of person. Everybody knows that about me. I'm not that type of person. The other day when you sent me those screenshots and I sent them right over to a character because you sent them to me like, what the fuck was I going to do with it? I sent them right over to a character and they got on the air and they said whatever they said and they posted it all up in the room and all the rest of that stuff. Don't blame me for that. You, the one who sent me the screenshots. So you can't get to say it's Jasmine's fault. Stop blaming me for your misery. That's what it boils down to. Stop blaming me for your misery and stay out of my pockets. Stay out of Caesar's pockets. Stay out of everybody's pockets. Jesus Christ. 240. Oh, no, that was you already. Anybody else want to press 1 and tune into tonight's episode and say what they got to say? Please feel free to do it so you don't have to do it on three ways.
Well, let me just apologize because I got an inbox that said that he did not say everybody. He simply said not Jason, not J-Rock, because I thought he was saying the whole cast, but I guess the reason I felt that way is because if you talk
didn't
about...
Didn't he say six
just,
bricks?
Michi, what did he say?
He said the six bricks
right
that were on the floor.
Okay.
And at that point in time, that's when it was okay, well, what six bricks
you
talk about?
Can you all hear me?
We can hear you, Jason.
Okay. So you saw Michi, and he said six bricks. The six people that were on the phone last night were myself, J-Rock, Justin, Joel, at some point in time, Prada, and who else was sitting with us?
And Michi.
So, Michi, so when this conversation happened with him and Jasmine, is this when you disappeared from the radio show and we couldn't, and you weren't talking anymore? Around 1:30, 2 o'clock, right around in that time frame?
That would be the
yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Okay. See, although that was a conversation that Jasmine was on the phone with you on, I would have rather, the same way you hit me in my inbox and you said I'll be right back, something came up, bitch, that's when you should have, as you say I'm your mother, that's something that you should have told me then. Although then again, no, I'm glad that it came from Jasmine, so I'm gonna take that back. I'm glad that it came from Jasmine, but if the six people were on the phone were. Let's do the math. I mean, it ain't even no math to do. It was only six people on the phone because we didn't even have anybody compressing one but a few private callers. So the six people that were on the phone, and she say this because I'm sick of people saying that Joel kept going off on Marcus. Joel tried to end the situation several times. It was Michi that at one point kept bringing it back up, and then it was J-Rock making a joke out of it. But Joel wanted it to end several different times, but other people brought it back up, so it continued. Since Marcus didn't call in, Joel said, well, he's not here. He don't want to play with me.
Okay, hold on. Let me, hold on, because, hold on. We're gonna say my name. Let's say it right. Nietzsche said, and let me repeat what I said, because I'm not no fake profile, and I'm not afraid, and I come to every ball and I get out, and I'm not afraid. However, Nietzsche said, and I kept telling Joel, hey, I kept calling him Enrique's child. Joel said, and stop calling me Enrique's child. I said, well, I mean, you got on here with Team Enrique last night against my breath. I mean, what's the tea? That's what Nietzsche said. Then Joel said, well, where is she? So let's get this cleared up now. So then you guys was then trying to get Marcus on the line. I then called Marcus, and I said, Marcus, Joelle's on the phone and she's carrying. Do you want to come play? Marcus said, child, no, I'm watching Netflix. I'll say what I have to say on Monday. And then you guys, when I came back, you guys were still on that. And so I then inboxed you and told you, okay, well, Marcus said he's not coming on.
Right, I got that.
On Monday.
Right. He's right. And then after that, I sent the message over.
And after that, I had nothing else to say. Then my phone.
Right. And after that, I sent the message over to Joel, and we paid it. And we went on, and we talked about everything else. And that's when the callers, the listeners, they still listen, but they gave very, oh, this show, this sound like they're having a four-way conversation. They could have just did this. They could have just did this by themselves. And like I said to Jasmine, did I not? I said to Jasmine and Rodney last night, at 1 o'clock, I wanted to pull a Kelly and in the show, because me, Joel, and Justin, and J-Rock, and Prada could have just talked to each other on our phone.
Okay.
Because that's what it was giving last night. And there are some good shows, and there are some bad shows. Now, everybody wanted, yes, it would have been a spectacle. It would have been a kiki. It would have been a ha-ha-ha. But it would have been Joel and Marcus, because everybody knows Marcus has a tongue, and apparently Joel has one. So it would have been a battle for whatever, 3 minutes, and then I would have put the two girls private, and they would have came back, and that would have been the end of it. All of this, bricks, yellow brick road, told irrelevant girls that don't go to balls or whatever, that I'm confused, because then you're saying you didn't call me a brick, you're saying you didn't call J-Rock a brick, but if I do the math, then you're saying that 4 girls on the phone were bricks and 2 weren't. So is it 4 girls a brick or is it 6 girls a brick? Or maybe I need to have another 3-way conversation and find out about the girls that's sleeping on the ad mattress and bagging Bonnie's.
Well, who's sleeping on air mattress and begging for money, Jason?
Hey, Rodney, are you on the line? Press 1.
And was that something that took place in a 3-way conversation?
That was something that was in a conversation that I had. That was told to me.
And in defense of Marcus, the first thing that was brought up when that was brought up last night, I said, Rodney, you can't get mad because he didn't hear it come out of Marcus's mouth. He heard it come out of someone else's mouth. So, again, I tried to defend Marcus. I mean, when it came to that, I did defend it when it was brought to Rodney's attention. But there you have it, girls. That is why Rodney was going off today on his Facebook account. So, again, for me to be the evil one, for me to be the wrong one, for me to be the one that is all this negative and stuff, I still, even after all these attacks were taking place last night, I still tried my best to defend Marcus, to defuse the situation because of the respect I have for him. But I guess I'm still the enemy. I'm public enemy number one. And the first thing that I said when all this was coming out about everybody, when my sister came home today, I told her, I said, Kelly, and Kelly's story is much deeper, and nobody's business, but I said to her, I said, Kelly, you really need to watch your circle. I'm a firm believer in, and I even said this last night, I'm a firm believer in if you are dating someone that disrespects their own mother, that will put their hands on their own mother, that will slap their own mother, curse their own mother out, what makes you think they won't do it to you? So if you can turn on your best friend, what makes you think you won't turn on the next person?
Uh-huh.
And that's exactly what I said last night when it comes to my sister, because there's a lot more to this story, but I'm not going to bring everybody involved with it. But the only one I truly care about is my sister and her surroundings.
Well, Jasmine, I think he felt some type of way towards you because he said that you demonize people and try to get them to do what you want, because yesterday you told him, to come on the line and read. So I guess he thought that was you trying to throw him out there so I could tear him a new, asshole. But he didn't want to do
that. The bottom line is I was brought up, honey. Let me tell you the way I was brought up, bitch. I was brought up, bitch. My mother used to tell me, get your ass out there and fucking fight. Fuck them up. Go out there and beat his motherfucking ass. Don't sit up here looking all like a punk and all that stuff. Get out there and motherfucking fight. At 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, you go out there and fight. And that's what I said, Marcus, what are you doing? Get on there and read. Read the fuck out of him. What the fuck are you doing sitting there listening to that's what's coming out of my mouth. Now, I'm not typing all that. What are you doing? Are you going to get on? Go on there and read. That's my thing. Go up there and read him because he's reading you. That's my opinion, bitch. Don't sit there, that motherfucker beating your ass. You better fight back. Go fuck him up. That's where that came from. It wasn't a personal attack. It wasn't about ratings. It had nothing to do with that. It had to do with the simple fact that I wasn't going to sit here and allow just a one-sided thing. It's the same thing with Kelly. Kelly does it all the time. How many times she sit here and let you girls that call in on Tuesdays or Wednesdays make all these comments about her? She ain't going to let it go on for too fucking long before she comes on here and reads the fuck. And she don't even have to read the fuck out of you. She makes her appearance, says what she got to say, shuts it down, and walks away. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Okay.
So it wasn't about a reading or attacking or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
It's a better word than it.
But people just never, and I want to make a special announcement. Shamika would love to be on the show right now, but Shamika is dealing with some personal issues that took place over the weekend. She lost a friend of hers at Mardi Gras. I don't know if he was killed or something. She's in a lot of pain. I don't know if it was an accident or something, but unfortunately she's not here to talk and, again, defend herself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. People losing their lives, and we dealing with bullshit like this. Ooh. Well, I'm a brick child.
I'm brick number three, honey. So, hey, I'm just sitting here being hard.
I'm a brick.
How? But anyway,
I'm about to build a clubhouse, so I'm going to need all y'all bricks to come over here.
He had it coming. He had it coming. He only had himself to blame. If you'd have been there, if you'd have seen it,
I bet you would have done the same.
Perfect.
Miserable.
Perfect.
Wish.
Miserable.
All these situations.
Same time.
Hey, mother.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, London. How are you, my loves? Will we considered late girls, punk ass bitches?
Hey, mommy. How are you? Hey, mommy.
How are you, Prince, my love? Hello, CEO.
Hi, London. How are you?
I'm lovely,
Marcus, I really can't help because I really feel like I'm being personally attacked because I'm still getting all these messages that are happening. How come you didn't address the issue that was said last night, even about, girl, I don't want to do this.
What's going on with Miss Bucktooth? Tim Bucktooth, what's going on with her?
Long story short, he doesn't see Tuesday night. she doesn't think that the girls that don't go to balls or choose not to go to a ball but watch a ball clip on YouTube or get information from their girlfriend should not have a voice. They should be able to say an opinion, but they should not be able to speak about someone's character that does go throw balls, because then the backlash comes on them and it makes people look at them in a negative light. So he doesn't think that ballroom girls, the ballroom community that does walk, promote, and participate should be read by non-ball walking people, basically.
So wait, the whole Tuesday night cast is non-ballroom walking girls, basically, he's saying.
It's brick.
Yeah, we bricks. We the yellow brick road.
In Marcus's defense, Marcus says that he wasn't really talking about Jason or J-Rock.
You know what? Fuck his defense. I was listening and everything until you just said, you know, Jason and J-Rock. Bitch, I'm a ball walker too. I paid for his naughty ass balls a couple times. I go to these naughty ass girls' balls. Fuck him and fuck his defense. You don't like Tuesday nights, Marcus? Don't listen. It's that easy.
Yeah, that's what I said. Michi, I mean, I know that you're a real person. I know that you're real deep in there. But I know you also, you know, you don't want to play different sides of it and stuff like that. But isn't this everything that I said last night? You know, just don't listen, but you don't have to attack them.
That is true. And, I mean, and the whole,
I was so adamant about you guys trying to get along.
I think the argument per se, I mean, even with yourself and even with Rodney, I tapped in for a few minutes. I mean, we were all pretty much very much like, okay, these are just people. And I even made this with the statement of even when Kelly said, you know, several times on Monday nights when she comes on there, she's into character. We on this radio show, it's a part of us, a part of that character that we have in us that we pull out, and we can release it on this platform. Clearly, I don't sit at work Monday through Friday and carry on like I carry on a radio show. I don't sit in Bible study or go to sit up in a church while the preacher's preaching and carry on like I carry on a radio show. I'm not going to go to the mall and sit there and shop around and carry on like that. I mean, it's a character. Everyone comes into a character mode. It's for entertainment. It's, to me, I mean, I don't think it's seriously. It's like ballroom is extracurricular activity. It's not my life, and it's not going to pay my bills ever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just it's like we argue and get defensive over situations that really does not really matter to your everyday real life. It's just something that you do for entertainment and fun. But yet it blows
but you know
this
what,
whole
what,
thing.
You know what, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you up, but I just had to say this right now. You know what hurts me the most, and I'm going to admit that I am very hurt by this. Now, how hurt am I about this? It's not going to cause me not to sleep. It's not going to cause me to go in the bathroom and slit my wrist. It's not going to cause me to be depressed and all the rest of that stuff, believe me. But it does hurt me because you guys out there, I think you guys really just don't understand that the reason why I do this is really for you. But I get the backlash so negatively for everything that is happening here, and I've been getting that for years. I got it starting off with Kelly. I got it with every character that has come along. I got it all the time. I get the backlash. It's all my fault. What happened, even today, I had a long talk with Caesar about the group and how I feel, how he feels about all that stuff, and even that is going to come to a change as well, because my thing is this. I get older, and the things that I stand for and my value when it comes to life, I don't want anyone to feel offended.
And like they're really being hurt and attacked. Now, if you have tough skin and you can get out there and do what you have to do and that makes you stronger, then by all means that's what you have to do. But if it's really offending you and it's really hurting you, then I think that's when it needs to come to an end. And that's why, you know, I said I was going to have a talk with Kelly sometime, you know, this week, because I really want to talk to her about a lot of the offensive material that comes this way and everything. I think we really just need to monitor that. And that's why I was so wanting to talk to Marcus about it last night while Michi was there, while Rodney was coming on from time to time because he was at work. But I didn't want Marcus to truly feel offended because, again, that's not what I stand for. No matter what you guys feel is happening here, or what you guys feel that I'm behind, or I'm doing this for ratings, and like, I don't have to do this for ratings. Kelly has said this time and time again that we don't have to do this for ratings because you guys are going to listen regardless. It's just going to happen. No one is doing this for ratings. It's not about that. We've been doing what we've been doing for years. They come to us. We didn't have to change anything. They come to us. Now, let me give you a breakdown of this if y'all really know the knowledge of this. Why was the official ballroom radio chat created? It wasn't created because we wanted to create a ballroom radio chat. Kelly decided that she wanted to create one of those rooms where she can smut the girls out, okay? And that's what she did when she would host the show, when we would talk about stuff, and she wanted to post pictures, and she wanted to post screenshots and stuff. That's when she created that room, and all you girls ran to the room because you wanted to see what Kelly was talking about. You wanted to see what she was posting, what she was saying, and the numbers in the group built and built and built. And what did I do at that point? I said, Kelly, you done gained an audience here by smutting these girls out and doing this shit. And what we're going to do with that room now is we're going to start using it as a form of promotion. That's why the room was created. Kelly created that room. Jasmine never created that room. Jasmine came behind that room to use it for promotion. And what happened after that was we decided that we had to filter it because it was getting out of hand. Even what she started, we had to stop what she started with all the smutting and all the nude pictures and all the scandals and stuff. And I said, Kelly, we got thousands of people in there now. We need to change it up. We don't want to use it as a form of getting blocked and all the rest of that stuff. So that's why we changed it around and we set rules with it. No nude pictures. No health reads, no family, you know, issue. Don't be bringing people's families and stuff like that involved with it. So that's why it was created. But what does everybody say when something in there is negative? It's Jasmine's fault. Jasmine allows this to happen. Jasmine allows this to go on. Jasmine condones this. Jasmine is not in there. That's not my group. That is Kelly's group. Even when Kelly got locked up and I was upset and I put the room, I shut the room down, or not shut it down, but I made it where nobody can post in there because they posted her mugshot and everybody was reading her, and that pissed me off. What did she do? She wasted her minutes calling me from jail to read me. Why did you shut my room down? Don't do that. Let them post my picture up there. I've been posting people's pictures for years. You can let them post that. Don't change it. Girl, I'm unlocking the room. There you go. Your room is back up. So don't blame Jasmine for what happens in there. Don't blame Jasmine for what y'all created with the Tuesday night cast. Don't blame Jasmine for the fake profiles because you girls created these fake profiles. And again, I don't call them fake profiles. They are really people. They are your girlfriends. They are your sisters. They are your lovers. They are your roommates. They are your gay children. They are your gay parents. They are your house members.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
That's real tea.
That's
so stop, please, please stop doing stop taking what I tried to do. Y'all been doing this. When I gave out 5,000 here, 5,000 there, 5,000 here, 5,000, I gave this ballroom scene more than you've ever seen in your life. I've given back to this community. But yes, that came with a price, that I was the devil. I was buying this. I was doing this. I was doing that. How dare you guys say all this about somebody that you guys don't know? That's so sad. What does that say about your character? And that's one thing that I say about Marcus. Again, I say this, and I hope you're listening, or you archive it, and somebody archives this, or they fucking type this to you, or they let you know what I said. I truly respected Marcus, and I still do to a certain extent, but I truly respected him. Marcus would call me up and just out of nowhere, we wouldn't speak for months, but he would call me up and say, girl, I just need to ask your opinion. And I respected him for even coming to me when it was he had a question about a ball, about a commentator, about a pan, anything that he came to me about, about people he was throwing the ball with. And I appreciated that he even reached out to me, because that showed me that he had some form of respect for me. I respect everybody's hustle. I don't knock anybody for what they do. So please stop knocking me. And Lord knows, like I said last night, Lord knows. I said to Marcus last night, Marcus, I want us to get along because we want to do things together. We want to do an invasion. We want to go out there and do things together to brand to Tens of Chops, to go out there and do things. And I respect Marcus as the promoter. I know Marcus would be very beneficial to helping everything that he's good at. He can find you a good venue. He can look things up. He can do things really good as far as getting you the right place, getting you the right tables, getting you the right deals, getting you the right catering, getting you all that stuff. I respect him for what he does, because like he said, you girls don't know how hard it is to do what we do. So that's why I wanted everybody to get along. It wasn't trying to turn Jason on this one or that one. Y'all was making people feel out of place, saying that, you know, when Jason came on, evidently Jason came on Monday, or he said Monday, he don't see the Monday show, or whatever, for whatever reason he said that. And they said, well, girl, we don't see you either, or we don't see you too. We don't see the Tuesday show. And that's the stuff that when Marcus told me that last night, what did I say, Michi? Jason said that? Why would Jason say that?
It was probably a key sheet that girls can't see.
I really want everybody, I wanted everybody to get along, but yet I'm the one who's maneuvering, and I'm doing this for ratings. My God, we don't even have to have a show, and it's still getting downloaded. It's getting downloaded in different time zones across the country where people are just getting up right now. This ain't about ratings. When you establish something, all you do is sit back and watch it grow. That's a business move.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, I just have one thing to say. To everybody that's listening to the show from your computer. In the chat room. You know, all you hoes that ain't on the phone line. You got 4 minutes, 3 minutes to call up in here and get on through. If you don't, can't get through, or you decide not to keep on with us tonight, God bless you. Thank you for coming out. And hopefully you ain't going to be no punk bitch after tonight. But do make sure you tune in on Monday for our radio recap, where we will definitely be recapping the balls from the weekend. And this weekend we have the Chicago. So let's make sure.
Yay!
Thanks. Go ahead, Jassy.
a lot of the girls
see,
don't
now,
have a
this
problem
is where,
with
this is where I love Marcus
right.
at. This is where I love Marcus at, because Marcus would have stepped in and said, no free promotion.
Right.
That's exactly. So you got to love him, you know, to a certain extent. You got to love him because he, like I said, Marcus will do what he needs to fucking do. That is correct. No free promotion. 347-616, you're on the air.
So who is the punk-ass bitch? Who's this?
Who are they?
Who this is?
I'm just asking a question. I've been listening to the show the whole night. So who was the punk-ass bitch? That's what I want to know.
Punk-ass bitches. Plural.
Oh.
Yeah. From what I'm getting, it's the girls behind the three names and, you know, behind the voices. So I guess
Carla, what's your name? It might have been you. Let me check.
I was kind of confused. It kind of almost made it seem like Marcus was the punk-ass bitch.
Well, he is a punk-ass bitch, but he's not the only one.
Marcus is not a punk bitch. Marcus says what he says, what's his honest mind. It was not Marcus.
Well, to me he is, but yeah, that's my opinion.
I respect a bitch that can speak their mind, and whether you know you're gonna get knocked.
What I don't respect is the ones that are so silent and have so much to say. And yet you don't hear them. You only hear them in conversations or screenshots conversations, screenshots, behind the scenes. They inbox them to other people, three-way conversations. All those are the punk-ass bitches.
Oh, okay.
Well, hold on, Jasmine. They're not all punk.
Ooh, wait,
don't stop inboxing me.
Don't
stop inboxing me to T. You ain't my punk bitch. You my girl.
Wait, is that like Dick Johnson's and the Enriquez and all those guys?
Oh. Well, no, Dick Johnson was one that would actually come on the air and say what the hell he had to say as well.
What happened to him?
It's to sit on the toilet with my kitty girls. Enriquez.
Oh, Jason, who's a punk ass bitch? We can say this. Who's a punk ass bitch? We're into record mode.
Jason, do not hold back.
Well, I know I ain't one. I know J-Rock ain't one. I know 50 ain't one.
Girl.
I know Joel ain't one.
Oh, okay.
I know.
I want to say girl, because like the girl said, I'm not going to step from behind my mini Acer. Baby, I can step from behind this Galaxy Note 3 or this HP. I can't do that.
Acer.
Right, a mini Acer.
We had a private caller.
I'm waiting for Jason's answer. I want to see who it is.
I don't need to say who it is. Anybody that didn't press one that was a part of tonight's topic. Punk ass bitch.
What kind of was all over the place? Huh?
Well, hey. It's a stick on my shoulder. Knock it off.
Oh, shit.
I don't mind. You know, every good twirl for me is like training.
So this is where I'm going to turn around and apologize to all the listeners for having a topic based on this bullshit. But, you know, I'm the type of person that will address an issue that I feel needs to be addressed to nip it in the bud, because I personally feel that, and again, this is my opinion, I personally feel that everybody out there has a right
to say what they want to say, how they want to say it, and they should. They all are a part of this. If they're fans, and let's not be no fool. Everybody comes from Monday. You guys were all listeners on Monday. Kelly built an audience from Monday. Everybody has been a part of this. Everybody has a right to say what they want to say. I don't agree that a person that just watches videos. Look at the videos that are out there. Look at Caesar's. I mean, you know, you got to be grateful for a person like Caesar, no matter how many people like him or not. But you definitely got to be grateful for what he gives, because he gives you girls an opportunity, including myself. He gives us all an opportunity to see what we're not there to see. And in the same token, we are allowed to voice our opinion on what we see. And that is the truth. You cannot sit here and tell these people that they have no right to voice their opinion. Now, I do also agree, and I said this earlier, I'm just going to repeat it again. I just do agree that some of the attacks, when it's blatant attacks, should not be done. And maybe that's something that we all need to work on. But in all honesty, I think that it's no different than the same attacks that are being done behind closed doors, the same attacks that are being done on three-way conversations, the same attacks that are being done to your girlfriend, about everyone else, when it's being done behind the scenes. That, to me, is a punk ass bitch. If you can't come to the forefront and say what you have to say, and you have to say it to other people, and you have to go behind everyone and say it, then that's a punk ass move. You're a punk ass bitch. If you have to call someone else to get an answer on a question, why don't you go directly to the horse's mouth? Kelly is not going. Kelly is available. Why wasn't Kelly called directly and saying, Kelly, now that you're going to jail, what's going to happen to Monday night? I'm sure she would have answered the question. But a person won't do that. Why? Because that's a punk-ass move. That's you a punk-ass bitch. You a motherfucking faggot. Now, that's, there goes that word, and it could be used in that terminology. You a fag.
And you a punk-ass bitch.
903-952, you're on the air.
Jasmine. Like, you really ate that.
Hi, caller.
Jasmine, have you been watching what they're talking about in the Blog Talk chat room tonight?
No, what they say?
Oh, it's some Bible-toting woman in there talking about HIV and we all going to hell and all kinds of stuff.
When that stuff happens, y'all got to let me know directly. I haven't been able to see that. Who is the person?
Wait a minute, because I have to reboot my computer. Renee something. Oh, I might be, well, now that we're in record mode, it's not going to let me back into the...
Now, see, those are issues that we should be talking about.
Yeah, and this is what I don't understand.
Hold
and thank you, Michi. This is what I don't understand.
No,
you
really
see
why
that?
I say that.
Now that the show is over with and all that stuff, y'all see how people attack us, and yet we're still busy attacking each other.
Let me just say this. Because this is what gets me. Because the community, at the end of the day, I mean, it's certain people in the community that I lean on. It is people in the community that I stand on the backs of. And a situation happened to me on this week to where I was due to sing at a service. However, I'm also due to sing at a same-sex marriage ceremony. With people, I'm not friends with the people that are being committed, honored, or whatever they do, however they call it, married. However, it's out that, you know, I'm singing at this same-sex wedding. So the pastor of the church advised the staff that was putting the event on to remove me from the event because I'm supporting a gay marriage. How is my singing at a same-sex marriage supporting it? I don't even know who the people are. I do know the person's cousin who's not even gay. However, they asked me to come sing this song because it was a song that I sung at a wedding last September. So these are issues that we are facing the community with that we should be discussing. But however, I'm sure that, you know, I'll do that on a three-way conversation later.
Well, it won't be with me.
Oh, sweet, I don't even talk to you on the phone.
Exactly. That's why Monday was suspicious.
Why is this corn? Okay. All the girls are cunt, like they say.
All the girls are cunt, and all the Tuesday is a brick.
So Jason, you don't see Monday night?
Let me
you
say
don't see
this
it for the girls.
No, let me say this, and hear me clearly and understand me when I say this for the last time. I never said that I don't see Monday night. And why I don't see Monday night is, one, I was not going to ball, so I really had no purpose sitting there with them on Monday night because it was a ball recap. At one point in time, there was animosity between Monday and Tuesday night, so there was another reason I did not want to sit on Monday night. It was no shade to Monday night because that's how I fucking started listening because of Monday night.
Jason, what was the animosity?
Well, the animosity was because there were certain people that on Monday night, again, that we were bricked, that me and my friend, my family.
So it was pretty much verbal exchange, very childish
right.
shit that we
so,
did on the playground.
So,
okay, so it was
me,
no
so
animosity.
As,
that's the thing.
So, right. So once me, Rodney, and Desmond, we sat down and we talked last night, it was like, again, it should have always been like the Carringtons and the Colbys. We're all one big family, and we can come and we can visit whenever we want. So there were people that preferred Monday night, and there were people that preferred Tuesday night. Callers, because I listened to the callers started to say they were getting confused, and they didn't know what night was what night anymore because the cast was all over the place. So I chose to stay where I fucking belonged on Tuesday night and on Wednesday with Jasmine. London was a part of Monday night and Tuesday night. Now, when my mother couldn't fill in, I took her seat. That's what a child does. But I never personally had anything against them till I started to feel like they had something against us. And now we all are cohesive and we get along. So I fought. But because of conversations here, but because of conversations and seasons and flowers blowing in the wind, I don't know which way to turn. I don't know who's a friend. I don't know what's a brick and what's not a brick anymore. But, yes, I did say that I did not like Monday nights, and I gave my reasons. Did I not, Michi?
You did. You did.
And when I said them, I didn't say them in a derogatory, shady way, like, ah, child, fuck them girls. I don't see them. I don't use. But the first time it was brought back to the CEO, it was brought back to her like I did not use.
Well, I believe the bricks that Marcus was using to build his house were the ones he feels isn't relevant to the situation, so like the Joelles, the Shabikas.
Well, guess what? But okay,
he did,
hold on.
What? He did
what
say
situation,
he did.
Baby?
He did say he did say I understand London. She's a character. That's a character. We understand that. You know, she brings whatever. You know, he did say that he learned to deal with you once he got to know you as a person. You know, it was something. You know, he did say that. However, he did still say the bricks on the show.
Okay, but wait, hold on.
Hold on a second. I'm gagging right now because I think Marcus took himself out of the official ballroom. Is that? Can somebody clarify? Is that what it means when their name goes like that?
If it's a minus sign to it and it's light gray, then they're not.
Yeah, he's not a member of the official ballroom.
Oh, he took himself out. Well, take your girlfriend with you. Take your girlfriend with you. Your girlfriend is gone, too. Let me get your girlfriend out.
Hold on, hold on. Michi, what he felt like that I was what-to-what situation, Michi?
Well, again, like Jasmine explained, you know, I mean, and Marcus even said, you know, when earlier when he first came on, I mean, he feels, you know, the opinion of people who are not visual really shouldn't matter more so per se. I mean, as well as who's not related to Baldwin, but pretty much like, okay, his whole argument was he doesn't know you. He knows nothing about you. He doesn't know who you are, but yet you can come on there and slander him.
I didn't slander him, Michi. I read him for what he looked
baby,
like.
Baby, y'all read for blood on Monday
but he
night.
He could have done the
sure.
same for me. He could have done
but you,
like
but
I
you
said
know
earlier.
What? I understand what Joelle is saying, too. I do get that. Joelle did say it very professionally. I didn't judge his resume. I didn't judge what he does in ballroom. He's judging him based on what he knows about him personally. Like somebody can judge me and say you're fat, or you know this and well, not too for too long, but you're fat or this and that. Well, you know you can say that based on what you see in the pictures or whatever. But do you really know me? So that's
right.
What I think Joelle is saying. But
exactly.
Even though, Joelle, this is what I'm going to say to you,
okay.
And it's not in nobody's defense, I just think that, like, with you, people like J-Rock, this is why I love J-Rock so much. I know that there's a better way of doing things. You are a better person, so you don't have to harbor on it. You know what I'm saying? Say what you got to say, throw your shade, but it's not something that just needs to be harbored on for so fucking long. You know what I mean? So,
true.
But Jason said that, you know, tried to just shut it down, and then I guess Michi stirred it back up, and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. I get all that. But I see where the offense took place at. I do see where it came from. And like I said, Michi can verify, I said this last night, I understand what everybody's saying, and I agree with everybody saying, but I just want to know, what do you feel that we should do to make it better? You know, don't just bash it and throw it away, and I don't want to be a part, and da-da-da-da-da. Don't do that.
Okay,
I look at us as a family. Why are you, you know, just trying to throw it away? But I guess they made their decision. Hold on a second really quickly. 312-715, you're on the air.
Just listening.
312-715.
Just listening.
Just listening.
Okay, thank you, caller.
Thank you.
I think I don't know if I came to you yet. 347-616. Okay. All right,
Joe. Okay. I'm just saying this and leave the situation alone, Jasmine, to address what you just said. I never said nothing to that individual. The only reason that whole thing started was because I called in, and I said, why did you read Enrique about being 45 and all of this, whatever, when you could have picked up the phone and called Enrique himself? You decided to come on the air, and he said, well, who are you? You're a third-party caller. Who are you? Who are you, an avatar? Are you a fake profile? And that's what got me started. So she came knocking at my door. I didn't say nothing to him. All
right, yeah, we have a private call. A private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, hi, Jason. How are you?
How are you?
I'm in the chat room. It's a lady named Renee. She's been, like, blasting us all night about how we had AIDS, how we need to, we shouldn't be proud again. Is it the way she can be blocked? She's had
yeah.
a night on TV today.
Yeah, I didn't know who it was, so I actually
like
just went
said,
in there and
the
I...
The problem is, step away from all the gay stuff and clear your head, but through strengthening your manhood, and stop saying other men as sexual objects. She's a white
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I just...
Don't go live.
I just kicked her out now, so she's gone. In the future, if y'all see that, just let somebody know really quickly, you know, Kelly on Monday, Jason on Tuesday, myself on Wednesday, so we can, you know, even though the show is so big now, you're going to get, you know, we get weird callers that call in, you know, and you'll get weird people in the chat room. So just let us know, and we'll take them out right away.
Okay, and I'm a big fan of the show. I've been listening to Harvey Spent for the longest, probably 2009 or 2010. And I'm a big fan
of
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I appreciate
Thank
what you guys do, and you guys entertain me. And I have to say, my favorite is Tuesday, and I like what y'all do. I don't really think that you guys really do anything, but I have to say that I live for when it was, what was it? Tea Party Tuesday with Jason Landman, Tiffany March, and J-Rock.
Yes!
This is Debbie, my ass. I sometimes download the show back then to get a Kiki. And if we remember correctly, didn't Marcus call him and say he saw the label for Tuesday nights more so than Monday nights? A while back,
yes,
like
ma'am.
The night when him and Jason got into it, like when they were free, and like a while back in like December or so. Remember the night Jason, he ran him for Phil?
I brought that
yes.
up to caller.
So, okay, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, guys. I continue to do what y'all do.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you, caller. We have another caller, 843-601. You're on the air.
Yeah, don't worry about Marcus. He's bound to get slapped at another ball soon.
All right, y'all. Come on. Okay, caller. Thank you. Y'all need to stop. So this is where we should be getting into our recap of media and stuff like that. Who's fucking on the phone?
Oh, you can hear me? I'm sorry, hold on.
That's you. So who do we all have on the line right now? Joelle, let's just do a roll call. Joelle?
I'm here. Okay. Hello?
Melissa? Justin?
Yeah, I'm here.
J-Rock. Where did J-Rock go?
He's somewhere in the corner.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you? Jason? Jason? Where is Jason?
And Jason and Jay walked in the property pit.
Mm-hmm. You know them how.
They talking about what?
Hold on. This. You got one of your pets. You got one of your zoo animals over there making noise. You said
Jason,
what, Father?
You there?
I'm here.
Okay. Michi, London,
I'm
get us some money.
Hey,
how you doing?
How are you? I'm good. I called to talk about the TV show to see if you were going to talk about that tonight and see what you thought about Walking Dead on Sunday.
What did you think of Walking Dead on Sunday?
I thought it was kind of boring, but I don't know. I think they should focus on the whole group instead of just focusing on each separate group for a whole episode.
I kind of felt it was a little boring. I'm glad you brought that up because we could change this up a little bit. I kind of felt it was a boring too, but I kind of felt like maybe they threw that episode together just to because they knew the Oscars was on and they wasn't going to really get that big play or something. I don't know. Because it
really?
Was kind of boring to me.
I thought, I actually like that they're focusing on each group individually trying to make it to this camp. Because I actually did enjoy the episode because you got to off the side of him. You got to actually see her deal with the fact that damn near half her pants is dead. I really enjoyed that episode.
It
was all right.
I mean, I guess some of the other episodes are so strong that this one just wasn't really that super strong. So I could see where the caller's going with it, but I just think it should have been a little stronger. But, I mean, I also like the fact what you're saying is they showed the softer side of the stuff, you know, softer side of them. I do wish they do focus on the group a little bit more. You know, I really want to, can't wait till they all get together and stuff. So.
And I did think they were going to have sex, though, like at the
end.
Yeah,
I think we all thought they were.
I thought they really was, but, you know, that showed a different side of him, too. Hold on, Cole. You can stay right there. Private caller, you're on the air.
Y'all on there watching soft porn.
Private caller.
He said just listening.
Okay, caller. There was no Housewives this last weekend. So what did y'all think of
the Oscars?
How did y'all feel?
Woo!
How did y'all feel about the Oscars?
I really enjoyed the Oscars. Ellen was a great hostess. I really enjoyed her. She kept me in tune because a lot of times at Oscars I'll be flipping to other stuff because it just be like, child, like this is just draining me. But I mean, Ellen really kept the hype up. The whole anticipation of what the outcome was going to be with 12 Years of Slavery kept me in tune. I mean, I think they really lined it up great, and it was great to see, you know, so many African-Americans receiving Oscars in one night. You know, usually it'd be like one or maybe one or two, but, you know, they was really going in for the African-American community. So, you know, for me, I was really impressed with that. Pink, I love you. I fell in love with her all over again. Pink showed a feminine side. She looked good. Her performance was very graceful.
Yeah.
She sounded good. Her pitch was good. Like, she really gave us, like, I can be this Oscar belle of the ball type of girl, and I can also be this punk rock hardcore chick that used to do meth. You know what I'm saying? So I really enjoyed her. I really, really did. Bette Midler, shout out to you. She sang one of my favorite songs. Actually, my very first song I sang at the talent show. So, love her.
But
I enjoyed it.
Were you offended by the jokes you made about Liza Minnelli? Because I saw a lot of articles about that.
It was a shame.
No, I'm not a Liza fan, so.
I thought they were funny.
Right.
Yeah. I was falling out.
You know, a lot of drivers get up and try to impersonate Liza Minnelli. It was a joke. She was a key.
I really enjoyed it.
Anybody watch RuPaul's Drag Race?
No.
Yeah, let's start recapping RuPaul's Drag Race. Why is nobody talking about that?
I think it's kind of one of those things where RuPaul, they did that whole production team needs to figure out because their ratings are kind of dropped too secretly. I mean,
really?
And yeah, that's why they did that whole. They're trying to do this whole. They're doing all the little all star little things, trying to bring old people back that brought the ratings back up. I mean, you know, they're kind of going up and down.
I thought it was kind of hard because she's giving a lot of money this season.
Yeah. But, however, it's just not, I mean, I don't know. I haven't gotten into it in a long time. The past couple of seasons, I just haven't gotten into it. It just ain't, I mean, there's so much more out there now. So, you know, when Drag Race first started, we didn't have all these reality shows and TV shows that are now grasping the attention of TV viewers. So, you know, it was something kind of new and different. But now you got queens on every channel just about. So, hey. Let me watch them.
So, I know it's one from girl on there. I said it was two. Who's the other one?
Other one what?
There's supposed to be two ballroom girls on there.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched the season at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm guessing Trinity is one of them.
Yeah,
is that the one
Trinity
that's supposed to be on
there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, and I don't know if they was talking about the old queen.
Is she a ballroom girl?
I don't know, bitch, did you get into her runway?
Oh, yeah, they are talking about her, that's right. She's from the old school, they say, and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Yes, my mom.
Yeah, she was
that runway made my hip hurt.
Okay.
I thought she was going to pop it out of place, bitch. But her outfit was tedious on the runway, bitch.
Yeah, she tried that outfit. Mm.
So what do y'all think is going to happen on Scandal tomorrow? So was anybody impressed with the first episode since Scandal was back?
It was a lot going on.
Father.
I feel like everybody on the phone right now is just so drained over tonight's topic. Like, everybody is just so...
You know, Jasmine, it really was draining to have the market.
It really
show.
Was.
But
really
the lady
was.
In the chat room, she was... The lady in the chat room was hilarious, though. Until I got bored with her and put her on ignore, she was hilarious.
Well, I want to say thank you to Marcus for making the ratings go up and for making my pockets fat.
I hope my check is in the mail.
Yeah, you, everybody should be getting a nice check soon. Damn, you
I
left
want
at the wrong
die.
Time. You would have got a check. You would have got a check,
even
too, if you left at the wrong time.
Even the brief, Shazzy.
Everybody gets a check. Everybody going to get a nice big check.
Jazzy, you know I do the green dots. I don't do checks. Sorry.
I don't even do green dots because they can report those the minute they send it to you.
Oh, I'm going to get a cute check, and I got my food stamps like 4 days ago. Yes.
Yes. Send it to my rush card. Send it to my rush card.
Oh, Jason.
Yes.
Did you hear about that cop that killed the puppy here in Baltimore?
No.
I thought that story was terrible. It's on WBFF page.
Are y'all for real?
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to watch that.
Awful.
I hope they locked him. Oh, are you talking about that cop that killed his girlfriend? I think I saw that, like, they talked about that 5 o'clock this morning. I think him and her got into an altercation. The puppy peed on the carpet, and he killed it with a mop. Is that the one you're talking about? Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, that's a killer.
As a new puppy, as a new dad, I was really pissed off when I heard that this morning, and I'm so glad that they showed his picture. But he's not. Is he arrested?
Hold up.
He out on. Yeah, but they
yeah,
showed his
picture.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
In
jail. Hold up. Stop the motherfucking press. Did you say as a new dad?
Yes, I have a son.
Okay.
And his name.
I just want to be clear.
Well,
Child,
he
you know that that's
he's
a new mother,
call
honey.
Me mother yet. So as a new dad, and I don't want to confuse him, as a new dad, my son, Shady Umbridge. I would not beat my baby with a mop. I would scold him, as I'm told from Jasmine, and I love Jasmine because she's teaching me everything I need to know. about being a puppy owner.
No, you can't say that, Jason. The only thing that we talk about is gossip tea and me winding you up to, you know, make money for me and on the show. We can't talk about that. You can't tell them we talk about TV shows. We can't. You can't tell them that we, you know, I give you advice. You can't do that. You have to tell them the truth.
Yeah. Whose phone is
this? Who's at the airport?
Yeah. Who has a date coming in?
God. Prada.
What's going on?
Where's J-Rock?
So we were actually oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
He's probably on his mother relaxers.
Oh,
okay. Is he on Jack or Grindr?
He doesn't have those apps anymore.
So do you, is everybody anticipating Olivia's mother's episode when she comes in?
Because
that's the one I'm waiting for.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
is the one I'm waiting for. But however, who got me up this first episode, and Miss Mama is about to turn it, and I can feel it, is Miss Hill. Miss Hill, the wife, the first lady, the president's wife.
Well,
she has Olivia come to lunch with all those reporters and everybody standing around, and she went in. She sold it to Olivia like Olivia would sell it to her if it was on the shoe on the other foot.
Would she say, smile, the world is watching?
Yes, she did.
And then, no shade, the president right-hand man and the first lady.
Yes.
That's going to be interesting.
But what got me up was motherfucking Father Pope. When he
said,
start running.
But he was all for his revenge, baby.
He said, I know where all the bodies are buried.
In the words of Jasmine, bitches beware.
Okay.
I know where a lot of the bodies are buried, too, to be honest with you. I really do know where a lot of the bodies are at. I mean, it's no shade. I do know where a lot of the bodies are at. They're buried at. I feel bad for them. Yeah, just don't ever get it, do ya?
I do. You're a mean girl.
I'm so mean and so, I'm so evil. Yeah, I do know where a lot of the bodies are buried. I put them there, so I should know where they're at, right?
Oh.
And there's still a lot of room there left too. So be careful. You know I'm not afraid, honey. You can archive this episode and call the Attorney General if you want to. I'm never afraid. Michi.
Yes.
It's been a long 24 hours, hasn't it?
Oh my God. Has it ever?
I think I'm asleep all day tomorrow.
Oh, I wish I could.
I am tired too. I'm yawning. I feel so bad for everybody. In all honesty, I feel like we all are drained. Like Jason, you know what? Let me say this to everybody. I'm going to personally say this to everybody on the air, all the people that are listening. Joelle, Melissa, Justin, J-Rock, Prada, Jason, Neptune, Michi, caller, London, caller, everybody that's listening, and my poor, poor Bishop. Bishop, we didn't bring you on tonight, Bishop. Bishop, I know
you're
coming, right?
Where is he? He wasn't on Monday, Tuesday. Is he okay?
He's here. Bishop. Bishop.
Oh, I thought that man came from the other chaser.
Yeah, because somebody came through last night looking for Bishop.
Bishop.
Yeah, he said he wanted Bishop to put that D cup in him again.
Bishop is on the air, but he's not saying nothing. Bishop, did you fall asleep with the phone next to you?
Oh.
He probably did. Tiffany
does it all the time.
He got a mouthful.
Maybe in oh, he might be there.
I didn't want to bring Bishop on because I know how passionate Bishop is, and Bishop would have really took this show to a whole new solar system. So
great executive move. Great executive move.
But Bishop, I know how you feel. We all know how you feel. So that's the only reason why I didn't bring you on, because I didn't want you to come out of character, because I know how you are. And a lot of people really don't like listening to Bishop, but I personally don't really see a issue with him. I give everybody a chance. Why don't nobody see the nice side of me? Y'all always say such a negative side of me. It's so horrible. Like, y'all going to really turn me into something evil. Like, I'm not evil, but y'all really going to make me start feeling like I'm evil, and then I'm going to start being evil towards you.
It's because you're an easy scapegoat, Jasmine.
I'm always the easy scapegoat. I really am. It's been my fault for years. Oh, my God, it's my fault that everything happens the way it does.
At least I'm glad I'm a witch, so when they throw me under the bus, I can heal myself.
Well, they said I'm the devil and I'm demons and all the rest of that stuff, child. I did not know it was that serious.
It's not. He was just in his feelings.
No, he wasn't the only one. I mean, you know what it is that a lot of people can't even think for themselves. They piggyback off of what other people say. You know what I'm saying? And it's just really so, to me, it's just so depressing. It's just such a mess. But at the end of the day, I'm me. So it don't matter. Anyway, so I'm going to tell y'all what I watched this week so far, and I still got to catch up with them. I know y'all not fans, but I love me some Teen Wolf. That is my favorite show on MTV. That is my favorite show. I just love me Teen Wolf. I can just die and go to Beacon Hills. Just throw me there. I will live there the rest of my life. I love me Teen Wolf. And I didn't see the originals yet, Vampire Diary yet. I am starting to watch Survivor. For anybody that watches Survivor, they got a queen on there who is a true queen. I mean, after all these years, they done put a queen up there. Ghetto, ratchet, queen. She's just so, and she's on a team called Beauty. It's Beauty versus Bronze versus Brains this season, and she's on the Beauty team. Mind you, she looked fierce, but she's on the Beauty team, and she's a mess. She's just a mess. I don't know if anybody watches Survivor, but I do watch Survivor, and I enjoy it. I can't wait, of course. I'm going to start doing my early promotion, because when the spring comes, Big Brother is right around the corner. So I love me some Big Brother, and that should be coming on this summer. And what else? American Idol, I don't know how I feel about it this season. So I know a lot of you girls ain't watching it. But did anybody watch Candace?
All the black people got voted off except for those two. I paid it.
Did anybody see Candace's performance last night? Candace came back last week and performed. Did anybody see her? Did anybody have an opinion on her?
I don't even know. I would have watched if I don't know.
Her album is kind of cute, but...
Is it really cute?
Huh?
Is her album cute?
Yeah, it's worth listening. But
Desiree, are you still looking at that show on Sci-Fi with the two different worlds?
That ended. It ended so quickly.
Oh, okay.
It's over with already. They had to win it. I started liking it, but then after a while, I kind of got boring. I was like, "Child, I'm so spoiled by Big Brother. I just can't do it." So I couldn't do it. I want to thank everybody who's still listening. Even though the topic is no longer about this stuff, the lines are still packed. Like, either y'all fell asleep and y'all still there or what, but I don't know. But I want to thank y'all for still being on the air. And I'm so sorry that we had to go through this tonight. And hopefully we won't have to do this for a whole couple of months again. Because, you know, we go through this every once in a while.
I don't think it'll happen again.
I hope to see everyone in Vegas. It's going to be a sinful weekend. Remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, let me talk about the commercials, and let me talk about the balls and stuff really quickly. I don't want to miss out. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4... Oh, 5, 6, yeah. So don't forget about Sin City Ball Vegas, March 16th, the Con Ball and Memorial Day weekend. Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball, April 12th. The Ebony Dynasty Ball, May 3rd. Larry's Ball. Larry and Malcolm's Behind the Music, April 5th. Animation Domination in Florida as well, March 25th. That was another thing I brought up last night. Like, you know, even when we have the commercials and stuff, we got commercials from popular people, popular balls, and then we have commercials from new, upcoming people. Are we supposed to limit that as well? You know, I believe this platform is for everybody. Everybody should be able to be a part of this. You know what I'm saying? So I do this for everybody, you know. I really do. And I thank everybody that supports all of us. I thank the icons that are out there that still tune in and listen, even though they may disagree with it. I thank the legends and that are part of us, that stick with us, that are a part of this. I thank the statements, the stars that are you know, that listen to the show, that support. I thank the people that are at the airport right now that I hear, right, you know, I thank you guys as well. I thank the spectators that go to the balls and enjoy the balls and come and be a part of us. And I also thank the fans. You know, I thank everyone. Even if you can't get to a ball, I thank you. I thank the straight people that listen to the show as well. I thank the parents, the brothers, the sisters, everyone that is a part of the show, because they are family members of people who are either a part of the show or they're fans of people that are a part of the show, like Kelly and stuff like that. I thank everybody that is a part of what we do. And for the people that don't like us or that don't like individuals or that don't like me or whatever, I still thank you too. And that comes from the bottom of my heart. On that note, that's what I have to say. Girl.
I want to give a shout out and a happy birthday to the Queen Mother, the mother, my mother, Coco, the legendary Ebony. Happy birthday. Love you. Hope you enjoyed your day.
Happy birthday, Coco. I haven't seen her in years.
Yeah.
The energy is just so weak. We got about 14 minutes into the show, but I know
everybody's... No, we don't want to be called. I was going to say, Michi, can you say a prayer and cleanse the room? Let me light some candles and incense and stuff.
I know that's right. I was about to say that when you said Michi's name. I was about to say, Michi, can you just give us a number? You know, can you just give us something? I really think we need it. Can you really give us something tonight? And I'm not joking. Whatever y'all do, don't think I'm joking. I'm not joking at all. I'm dead ass serious. Because I know. I ain't putting nobody's business out there, but I just want to say the Lord, I ain't going to put nobody's business out there, but I'm going to say something. And if y'all smart, y'all figure it out. Today was a marvelous day, especially because Kelly was able to come home. and she faced what she had to face, and she came home. And I picked up the phone, and I called someone that was really by her side and that really helped her over the past few days. And even though me and that individual, you know, may in the past may have not seen eye to eye or whatever, I still called that person out of love and respect for what he did for her, because I know what it meant for her to be able to walk back into her home, back into her house, to be able to get into her bed and not be where she was last night at this time. And to me, that was such a spiritual moment, because the way that person helped her was not only being in her corner but guiding her spiritually. And I think it was marvelous the way that happened. And I had to even come up and just say thank you for that. There's so much evil out there that we face, that we run into. There's so much evil that is being thrown our ways. We're being called evil, or I'm being called evil. But y'all have no idea how my heart is and how spiritual I am overall. For you to guys think, for you people to think that I'm so negative and so evil and so bitter, that's just because you don't know me. And I think Jason just hit it on the nose right now. I think we all need to just take a moment, especially like with what happened with Kelly today, just take a moment and be grateful to God, you know, for who you are, where you're at right now. Even if you're not comfortable or you're not happy or you're dealing with stuff in the moments right now, be comfortable, you know, just be grateful to God for who you are, where you're at right now, because believe me, it's bad out there, and it can get worse. So with that being said, Misha, just say something, you know, because I know you represent a lot, you stand for a lot when it comes to, you know, God and stuff. Say something, just a quote, if you want a prayer, if you want a hymn, if you want to sing a song, a verse, say something. Y'all laughing, y'all so fierce, but it's true.
Well, since Michi don't want to say something, since I'm kind of a spiritual person myself, I read a Bible verse that I would like to put out there. And it says, in Proverbs 4:23, it says, guard your heart above anything else, because out of it flows the issues of life. And that's what I feel a lot of people have to do, just guard your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
What do you do when you've done all you can and seems like it's never enough? Oh, tell me, what do you say when your friends, they turn away and you're standing all alone? Oh, tell me, what do you give when you give in your all, and it seems like you just cannot make it through? Well, Jasmine, you just stand when there is nothing left to do. Cass, you just stand and watch the Lord see you through. Yes, because Kelly's a witness that after you've done all you can, oh, Lord, you just stand. Good night.
Hell.
Oh, my God. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Oh, my baby can sing. My baby can sing.
That was cute. It woke me up.
Who said that?
London.
Hallelujah.
London, you are sounding more cunt and cunt every day, bitch. I'm gagging at you. I was like, "Who? Did I unmute somebody? I thought you was coming real."
Yes.
Work, London.
Take your
bitch,
mind,
I don't know what. Mm-mm. Yes, Michi, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. That came from the heart. Well, I'm going to give everybody a chance to say goodnight and thank you guys for being a part of the show tonight. And again, I truly apologize, but we move on. Life moves on. So I'm going to start from the bottom going on up. Caller 443-570, say goodnight.
Good night, everybody. Have a great week.
What's your name, caller?
Oh, I'm Mac Davis from the chat room.
I will see you. Thank you, Mac. Have a good evening. Michi, say good night.
Good night, everyone. Remember to wrap it up. Stay safe. Okay. And the invasion is still coming your way.
Oh, it's definitely coming your way. Thank you, Michi. Prada, say good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Prada. J-Rock, good night. I hope you feel better. Justin, say good night.
Good night.
Thank you, Justin. And Justin, don't take none of this personal, honey. I see you. You got my tens. Melissa, say good night. Melissa over there, still probably cooking dinner and feeding. Thank you, Melissa. Joelle, sweetie, say good night.
Good night, everyone. Remember, love conquers everything.
Thank you, Joelle. London, Jason, say good night, y'all.
Good night, everyone. Talk to you next week. Remember, love none, trust few. Learn to paddle your own canoe. The wise of wild said in the book, the more he heard, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. So why don't you be like that wise old bird?
Can I say, child, your children, London. Say goodnight.
I cannot top that, but good night, girls, and remember the thing, fake profiles you don't like, you'll probably be on the phone within 10 minutes when we get off the show. Thank you.
Oh, no. I think London's giving us a hint. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency show. I do appreciate everybody that's a part of it tonight. That was a part of it tonight. I'm sorry if it went left. We will be back next Monday for the weekend recap with Kelly and Rodney. We will be back on Tuesday for Trash Talk Tuesday. And we will be back next Wednesday for another episode of the State of Emergency. Everybody have a safe weekend. Enjoy. Don't forget Scandal tomorrow. And I'm going to play a commercial while we go. Have a good night.
The iconic House of Ebony's Midwest chapter presents The Dynasty, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. Grand prize, house with the most trophies for $2,000. Mini grands include Open to All Butch Queen Sex Siren for $500, Open to All Runway for $250, Open to All Face for $250, Realness as a House for $250, and Performance as a House for $250. Again, that's the Dynasty Ball, May 3rd in St. Louis, Missouri. The location, Stadium, 120 Catalan Street in St. Louis. LSS begins at 2 a.m., and the guest list will be closed when it starts, so be on time. Your commentators include The Icons, Jack and Selvin Mizrahi, legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy, Greg Laven, and Father Memphis Khan. Again, that's the Midwest House of Ebony presenting the Dynasty Ball in St. Louis, Missouri. Come share a Dynasty weekend to remember with over $3,500 in cash prizes. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page on May 3rd or go to the House of Ebony's website at houseofebony.wix.com for more information.
Saturday, April 12th, 2014, in Miami, Florida. Sugar Ebony, Cliff Ebony, and Tamika Levin present the first annual Florida's People's Choice Awards Ball. your grand prize, Lip Sync Production as a House for $1,000. Open to All Realness for $200. Open to All Perfect 10 for $250. Sponsored by Antonio Blanc. Best Dressed Spectator for $150. European Runway for $150. Female Figure Performance for $100 plus a $10 pot. Female Figure Face with an over pump for $100. And for you virgins, Virgin Vogue for $100 plus a $10 pot. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th in Miami, Florida, the first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball. Your admission will be $30 all night. Doors open at 5 p.m., award ceremony at 6:30, so be on time. Your commentators will be the icon Selvin Mizrahi and Willow 007. Your DJ, Jubilee Ebony. Again, that's Saturday, April 12th. For more information, visit Facebook's event page. The first annual Florida People's Choice Awards Ball.
Tempted to Touch, in association with the legendary Mother Divine Chanel and the icon Jack Mizrahi, presents Sin City Ball 2014, Joker's Wild. Sunday, March 16th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Your grand prize, the Las Vegas Showcase Showdown.